the guy next to me, I forget where he was from, France or something, he handed the pilot his empty tray to dispose of. How? And I'm like, dude, I've been on Spirit Airlines. I've been on Frontier Airlines. No American have I ever seen hand the pilot of the plane.
Did he take it?
Yeah, he took it and just like, he laughed with the, like, he kind of just like rolled his eyes and laughed. And I'm like, this guy is flying a fucking $30 million jet right now, and you're handing him your trash.
There is a sense of entitlement sometimes with our European friends that can lean to garbage.
Sure. I'm sure some American jerk-off has done that too, by the way.
Sure.
Hey, girl. I am your garbage man. Wanna know your name. I am your garbage man.
Now look here, I know but I got something that you might can use. Hey, the other day I got some lovely curtains. It looked beautiful hanging in the kitchen window.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast. My name is Ari Shaffir, here live from White Castle. And why White Castle? Because White Castle is garbage. That's right. What's more garbage than 100 years in service of a fucking four-piece slider of shit that's not even food and a nice cold orange Fanta? Today on the podcast, I have two guys that are specifically garbage. Kevin Ryan and H. Foley. They have a podcast called Are You Garbage? And I've been on it, and it's great. In fact, I'm on it a second time this week. Look at me. As soon as you get this shit, it's fucking right back to... You can't even help it. You literally can't even help it. So, in their podcast, every week, they decide if someone's garbage or not garbage. And I have been on there. They ruled that I was garbage. It made me very angry. Why do I feel like something is coming out of my fucking ear right now? It's hair. And it made me angry. It made me really angry. So I talked to them. I brought them in. We went to their studio, the RU Garbage Studios, over at the dumpster behind the 48th Street Y. And we talked about what makes somebody garbage. What makes someone a garbage person? There were a few questions I forgot to ask. I'll save it for the outro. But before I start, I'm back in America, everybody. It's my first podcast I recorded now that I'm back in America. And it's good to be back. It is fucking over goddamn whelming, though. I have a list of shit to talk about. Oh, okay. So, in the news a little bit, this is fun because I get to do something finally now, like fucking on the spot. There was a stampede in Israel on Lag BaOmer. Lamed Gimel, which is the date. Omer is the anniversary. It's an anniversary of the death of Rabbi Akiva, one of the great rabbis, and there was a stampede. And I think 29 people were killed, and it's horrible. There's not much funny there, and it's just like, it reminds me when Brody Stevens died, and people would post like, guys, if you're having trouble with mental health, like reach out, you know, reach out. So, you can't bring these people back, but I'd just like to say, like, this could have been avoided. It was there was a buffet, and two of the Jews like posted up right by the fucking buffet. And the rest of the Jews started pushing and getting like, well, what if there's not enough lox for the rest of us? What if the good cream cheese is gone? And they started pushing and pushing and pushing. And people started falling and reaching for the everything bagels. Once the everything bagels were gone, then they just started stepping on them. And over 29 Jews were dead. And now no one can do their investment banking. That probably wasn't a good idea. Do that with the train directly overhead. Hopefully you can still hear me. What's more garbage than a fucking human stampede? I get an animal stampede. You can't reason with animals. I never got a human stampede. That never made any sense to me. There was never a moment where you could be like, hey guys, stop. Hey, there's people here. Hey, stop. Oh, okay, I'll stop. No, there's people behind me. If you're cattle, I get it. Where's my fucking notes? I got some dates. Oh, by the way, at the end of the episode, we start a Patreon, patreon.com/Ari Shaffir, and it goes straight to Patreon from there. We'll cut it off. But Kevin and H are both on my Patreon this week, patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. Click on it now. And last week was the Cleavage Day podcast. You know I fucked on a subway once? That's right. I'll tell you about it another time. I have these dumb fucking notes. The last time, so we tried to do it at McDonald's, but it wouldn't work because, I don't know, McDonald's was too full. And you could see the people there were like, I'm sitting here. You're not going to. White Castle, however, wide open. The last time I had this kind of fast food, I was driving my old car in L.A. There was no overhead light. It was an old, shitty Nissan. It was old. Nissans are good, but it was old. And I remember eating. I had a bunch of cheeseburgers. And I remember eating one and biting into something. And it was hard inside a cheeseburger. Not supposed to be anything hard. It wasn't a pickle. It was something, like, beyond crunchy. It was hard. And it felt like a bone. It felt like what I assumed was a rat paw bone. And I couldn't fucking see it. And it's so disconcerting to eat, to bite into a rat, any sort of skeletal remains of a rat. Could have been a mouse. Let's be fair. Could have been a mouse. But I wasn't going to stop and consider it. And also, there was no lights in my car. So I threw it out, and I threw the rest of my window out. And by threw it out, I mean out the fucking window. And that was it. That was it for McDonald's for me. I've gotten the fries before, but that's fucking it. It's garbage food. It's garbage food for garbage people. I love the term garbage people. I love it because it encapsulates what you really mean. You should be thrown away with that kind of taste. Big J. Big J's a perfect example of fucking garbage taste in clothes. He wears a fucking wallet chain that doesn't attach to a wallet. Everybody, go subscribe right now to the Are You Garbage podcast. Also subscribe if you're watching on YouTube right now. Subscribe to this podcast. Just hit subscribe right there. I'm trying to get up to 100,000 subscribers. I got some stand-up dates I'd like you to tell you about. But before I do, first, a word from our sponsor. Do you remember when I'm sitting in my car? I gotta sit in my fucking car. Because New York is uninhabitable. That's the reality. New York is uninhabitable. And I am sitting in my car from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. because they're street sweeping. So instead of getting the fuck out of the road during that time and moving it across the street like a normal human would in a normal city, you got to sit in your car because there is no moving it across the street. If you move it across the street, you're just getting a ticket because you're not allowed to park there. If you try, I'll just park somewhere else. Good luck with that because there's no fucking parking at 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. all over this fucking neighborhood. Brooklyn Heights is where I'm staying. And so I made my fucking coffee. I put it in a fucking Clean Canteen. This episode is not brought to you by Clean Canteen. I did reach out to Clean Canteen for sponsorship because I love your product. But they're like, we don't do that, but we can give you $70 in free Clean Canteen. The last Clean Canteen I lost, I found one on a hike in, this is all a sponsorship for 3chew.com. Delta 8 products. The last, start the clock. So the last Clean Canteen I found, I was in a hike in I believe Northwest Washington. There was some stickers all over it. It was, on my way to Vancouver. Was I driving to Vancouver? Yeah. To do a commercial with Adbusters, with Callie Lasson from Adbusters, a podcast with him. And, great one. And found one out there in the woods. It was abandoned. I took it back to where the car park was to try to find somebody. Didn't. It's mine now. The last one I lost. They're like, oh, you do a Clean Canteen. It's going to save. This bar is brought to you by 3chew.com. You do a Clean Canteen. It's going to save the environment, right? You don't use plastics. You don't use anything. Yeah, okay. But what happens when you lose it, when you leave it on a fucking plane in Israel, when you're going from Tel Aviv to Eilat? And then you leave it there and you try to go back on. They're like, that's terrorist activity. You do terrorist activity, we're going to fucking arrest you here. We don't fuck around with it. In Israel, they wouldn't allow some people from regular people to take over military, to take over government institutions. They have a strong army. Whereas in other countries where a bunch of fucking rednecks wearing furry hats could take over the goddamn government. I was going for that. You fucking paper tiger. America will fall. America will fall. Just look into it. How would they not? America will fall. That fucking bunch of redneck, and there somebody died. I'm like, well, I would hope at least one person died. We lost a bunch in the fucking, the first Gulf War and the second Gulf. We ran over Iraq and we lost some servicemen. And we ran just lucky shots from Iraqis fucking shooting a fucking Baryshnikov into the sky and hitting one goddamn paratrooper or something. My dad was a paratrooper. Heroes. He's, you know, not a paratrooper anymore. Nothing happened to him. He didn't get shot or anything. You age out of paratrooping, I think. Look at this fucking dork. So, anyway, I'm on this plane in Israel, and this dude leans back. It's a 45-minute flight. It's really just a small one. It's two seats, aisle, two seats, one of those. And this dude leans back, and this Israeli. I love Israelis sometimes. They're different than Jews, you guys. They're different than Jews. It's not the same thing. All oak trees are trees, but all trees are not oak trees. You get it? So this guy leans back, and this woman reaches around, taps him, and then he's like, he turns around, huh? And she's just like, no, forward. She gives him the swish, like the, get out of here. Like the, you know, the fingers down, and then like pushing him out. Like, no, no, no. And he's like, okay, and leads forward. this is too long an ad read. But I guess I haven't even started yet. Wait, why was I saying that? Oh, so I'm sitting in my car like a fucking animal. Because I can't move across the street. How the fuck did I get to that? And I'm drinking my coffee. I made some coffee. I'm sitting in the car. And I'm doing my ad reads. And today's ad read. And if I spill my coffee on my... Remember when that fucking... Who was it at McDonald's? Let me do the fucking ad read first. It's for 3chi.com. Well, let me do that fucking... Let me talk to the fucking McDonald's. So... I went to McDonald's. Oh, that'll go in with the fucking, with the goddamn thing. So, because it's all for garbage. McDonald's is garbage. I should do this fucking intro for McDonald's. I'm going to do this intro for McDonald's. Yep. I'm doing the ad read first, but I got to do the intro outro. So, somewhere. I'm going to do it for McDonald's today. So, some chick bought McDonald's coffee and it was too hot. This ad is not sponsored by McDonald's coffee, nor is it sponsored by Clean Canteen, nor is it sponsored by the New York State Board of Education and fucking come visit. She bought coffee and she put it in her lap and she spilled it. I think it was a dude. I thought it was a dude who spilled it on his cock, but no, but I think it was some chick who spilled it all over her pussy. Yeah, and she burned up her pussy. Yeah, no, the dick burn was the guy who tested the hot water. He tested the hot water in the shower by using his dick. And there was about 50 of the same, it was before I started comedy, but there's 50 of the same goddamn jokes. Oh, how do you test your water? Oh, I'll leave my dick in. Which, by the way, it's a great way to test the water, especially if you're into getting cock burns. No, this chick spilled hot coffee all over her pussy and she sued McDonald's. And I think the story was she sued him for just like, can you just cover the fucking bills? Because they warmed up their coffee. Oh, that's why this coffee's way too hot. I made coffee for myself. Cuencano style in a bag. In a bag, and you fucking pour the hot coffee. Oh, fuck, I'm running out of batteries. And she spilled coffee all over her pussy. She goes, can you just pay the medical bills? It's like $5,000. And they're like, we ain't paying shit. And then she ended up getting like one of those fucking high-priced lawyers. And she sued for like $50 million and won. Because why? Because everyone was like, wait, what? You spilled coffee on yourself. You know coffee's hot. McDonald's put it even hotter than it was supposed to be. 7 minute fucking ad read break. Oh, the whole reason I did intros was because I could hide ad reads. So I could be like, listen, you're getting fun fucking riffing. Monday morning, Bill Burr Monday morning podcast style, but far less quality, riffing and ranting. And then here or there, I'll put ads in. I didn't even have them all the time. And now I'm doing the same shit with the actual ad read? Come on, Ari. You're giving too much to these people. They're not paying for the fucking podcast. Please subscribe. Please go to YouTube and subscribe. Actually, no one, this is not a YouTube read because this next company is drugs. 3Chi. It's pronounced 3Chi. 3CHI. It's an industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. And what is Delta 8? Delta 8 is like marijuana, but slightly different. It's a legal, it's a federally legal version of THC. It's a more functional alternative to marijuana. It's available at 3chi.com. That's the number 3chi.com. And it retails around the country. You got to be 21 to purchase it. Because even though it's federally illegal, it's still regulated, you know. And this is not CBD. It's psychoactive. So it's not going to just get your fucking joints feeling good. It is also going to fuck you up. Which is what I stand for here at, what's my podcast name? Ari Shaffir Skeptic. If you use this code SKEPTIC at checkout, you receive 5% off your order. It's pretty good. $100, you're paying $95. Use code SKEPTIC at checkout at 3CHI.com. Receive 5% off your order. Again, if you go to 3CHI.com, that's the number 3CHI.com. Shop for Delta 8 vapes, gummies, tinctures, oils that can be used to make homemade edibles. I still love that. Every time I read that, I think it's so fucking hilarious. Who the fuck is ingenuitive enough to make homemade edibles? I was going to do that for the ride back, the flight back from Ecuador. I had some weed. I had to get rid of it. And I was like, let's just make edibles. And then like the day before, like, we're not making edibles. And I gave them to some fucking gutter punk. Gives an amazing buzz and body feel, but with a clear head and less anxiety and paranoia. Paranoia. That paranoia on weed is real. I got to tell you a story about fucking, I got to stop this and start it again for the next ad, but I got to tell you a story about paranoia. Shit. Next month. Somebody remind me. Go to my Patreon and remind me. Next month, tell a story about paranoia. I'll try to remember. I probably won't, though. Anyway, 3chi.com. Use promo code SKEPTIC at checkout. 5% off your order. Thank you. Support. If you like Delta 8, support them because they support the podcast. Thank you, sponsor. Okay, so here's my stand-up days. Tuesdays at the stand. Every Tuesday at the stand, outdoors until I'm vaccinated, June 1st. And then after June 1st, June 8th and on, it'll probably be moved inside. But first show sold out, so it's just Ari Shaffir and friends work off the rust. June 6th, me and Mark Norman, Royersford Comedy Amphitheater. All tickets are at arithegreat.com. Then in June, I'm in Hartford. August 21st to 23rd is Shroomfest. Get your shrooms ready. Celebrate all over the world. September, I got Nashville, Tacoma, Spokane. October, I got Miami. November, Orlando and Tampa. And December, Oklahoma City. Also, last week on the podcast, I did a Cleavage Day happened in New York. I thought I'd miss it. I thought I'd miss it for sure. But I didn't. Me and Gary Veeder just met up just to say hi. And we were walking around Washington Square Park, and I was like, dude, is this Cleavage Day? It was the first warm day, over 70 on a weekend. And it was Cleavage Day, and it was amazing. So I just enjoyed it. And I did a podcast that's on Patreon only, patreon.com/AriSaffir. Please sign up now. It helps keep me in business saying, like, awful, horrible shit that makes people try to cancel me once every 2 months. And I just did a recap of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the garbage. Let's start the podcast. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Take, episode, I don't know, 4-something. 20, 32, 31, 26. Garbage people. With the RU Garbage guys, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
I'm your garbage man, coming down your
street. Starts now.
Better kick your can. Better get your butt down on the curb and say hey to me. I'm at a liquor store, giving you the aisle where you walk by. I'm on that subway line. Put me stop eating toast and egg. I never beg, baby. I never get down on my knees. I'm gonna get you just to see. I get you just to see.
That's not overseas, is it? You wouldn't say that's overseas. Yeah, overseas is Europe. Or maybe the, you know,
Africa.
The,
yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Did you fight in Dunkirk?
What the fuck? Overseas. You were in Cuba for a week. What are you talking about?
Cuba would be more overseas than I would.
True.
You could get there without crossing a single sea.
Yeah.
To Ecuador, yeah.
I want to. Can I ask you about that?
Yeah. Where'd you go? Hawaii? I saw your picture.
For 2 weeks. Got
a
hotel.
That's way longer than most people go on vacation.
You've been in the fucking bush. Where have you been?
Only Ecuador. I stayed in Ecuador the whole time.
And you have two black eyes.
Oh, yeah. It's from
the hell were you doing?
Yeah.
Off-market vaccine. I was trying to save money, so I got the fucking cheaper kind.
And you sent the list back fucking chewed up with mosquito bites.
Yeah, I still have some. Those mosquitoes are, like, so real.
Dude,
they're
could
so big.
I give you a weekend. I'm out of there.
Really?
I wouldn't even do brunch, dude. I'd
get
on the
out
fucking
of there.
Yeah, you got to go
no.
mosquito nets. And right around like dusk, you're like, lather up, lather up. Because like you got to get the
DL
over. Oh,
that sounds
you.
Like a fucking
yeah,
headache,
right about
dude.
4 o'clock. Like, luckily, the sun sets about the same time every day. So you know 4 o'clock, like, lather that shit up.
I don't like the sunset at 4 either.
Where were you? The upside down?
The mosquitoes would be like, no, it was at 6, but like at 4 is when the bugs
would come up. As you start, yeah.
I'm amazed at that. Like I would never have the confidence or maturity to do something like that. How do you do? Do you know people down there?
No. I know they're Mexicans.
This guy's fucking bonkos, dude.
You just went to Ecuador.
Yeah, I mean, we did some research. They were good on COVID. And then semi-safe. No real violent crime.
Where'd you stay?
Airbnbs. They're also a real crooked country, so the Airbnbs are sweet because you go for like 3 days and you're like, can I go another 7, but just you and me talk? And
nice.
Like,
a little cash deal. Yeah. Rupees talk or whatever the fuck they're on. I like it.
What's the money down there? What is it?
U.S. dollars.
Really?
Everywhere.
That's what I'm
collapsed.
Talking about.
Yeah, everybody.
No hard rate, cash. No figuring it out.
Everybody takes greenbacks, baby.
That's right.
A couple of pennies.
Yeah.
Probably live like a king down there. Yeah, I don't know how you do
it great.
Man.
Some $2.50 lunches that were like multiple courses.
For $2.50?
Yeah, the almuerzo. You just go like tienes almuerzo, which is just a standard, like the lunch.
Dish.
So you start with fresh squeezed juice, like a full, this size glass, fresh squeezed, like pineapple juice, tomato de arbol, or like blackberry, or just delicious.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like a fresh squeezed juice.
Little salad.
For breakfast?
Giant cheese. No, this is lunch.
Lunch.
Giant thing of fish. Soup first, and then they hit you with the dessert, and you're just like, you go up to pay, you're like, how much? You're like, I don't know how much.
It's going to be $300-$400.
I mean, we thought 10 or 12, and it's like $5 total. And you're like, you fucking hell, that guy's alive.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you look like a king down there.
Yeah.
Just moving around the country.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Got rented a car. Nothing. I mean, there's nothing to do. It's COVID. Exploring. You know, I went to the Amazon for a while with the beaches, the Sierras.
Just the Sierras.
Like, I mean, we were trying to do this kind of right before you left. What? We were trying to schedule the pod. And then you were like, oh, I'll have to do it when I'm away.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right. And then like I was getting fucking smoke signals. Like, I'm not in good Wi-Fi. I'm going to have to get back.
Oh, yeah.
You're
it's
in, like,
coming
a
in
cave
Morse
somewhere.
Code.
I legitimately thought I could do a podcast. I was just like, I'll just make sure to get good Wi-Fi. And they're like, that's not an option.
Yeah, the president doesn't even have fucking good Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
He's got a hot spot.
Exactly.
El Presidente.
Oh, yeah. They had presidential elections there, too, while we were there. So fucking crooked.
No way.
So crooked.
Yeah. And what do you mean? Not if I'd be worried about getting kidnapped or something like that.
It's not. That's Brazil. It's Rio. It's the main city of Guayaquil was, like, dangerous like that. And everybody else is, like, it ain't like that.
We went to Colombia for a wedding.
New York. That's where you get fucking kidnapped.
It's true. Outside.
Yeah,
here,
don't
man.
Go to the Bronx. Yeah.
Watch out.
We went to Colombia for a wedding, and we were in Bogota, and we went out to – we literally went to a restaurant right next door, like out. And while we were next door, our house got – they jumped like a 10-foot wall, got broken into.
No.
Or they tried getting in but couldn't get in. I think – I don't. We missed all of it. We just know the cops beat the fucking shit out of this guy.
They caught him?
They got him.
Wow.
They beat the shit out of him. He left in an ambulance. He fell off like a 10-foot wall. And we came out like drunk. It was like a Michelin star restaurant right next to our place. We had no idea. We like walked out.
Hey,
I'm like
filming a movie.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, I have no idea. Meanwhile, we almost got fucking, you know, hostled.
Yeah, I don't like. Plus street dogs, too. I don't like that down there.
I don't like
do
that.
It.
I had my fucking head on a swivel in Colombia.
And monkeys. Yeah. Was there monkeys in Ecuador?
In the Amazon and like where Joe List was. Well, although I don't think we saw any there. But like, there's monkeys in certain places.
I don't know.
The stray dogs are really, everybody really takes care of them there as opposed to Colombia. So they're like well-fed bakeries. Like at the end of the day, they like
out.
Throw it out. So dogs all show up at like the same time.
That's
like, we're going to get fed.
when we were there, we went to Cartagena afterwards, and we were on this, like, not an island, but like the, it's like a long peninsula, and we were all the way down at the end. We had to get there by boat, and we were staying on this property, and they were like, all right, listen, after 10 o'clock, no one's allowed outside of your cabanas. And we're like, dude, meanwhile, I'm like fucking half a bottle of whiskey. Dude, I'm a half,
off the property.
I'm a half a bottle of whiskey, like JMO, into the fucking wind. And they're like, why? I'm like, why? What happens at 10? They're like, we let the dogs out on the property. And they're just pit bulls and Rottweilers just walk around the property so nobody comes and fucking.
What?
Because they just see a bunch of white tourists coming to this fucking.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, they're just sitting there like, oh, we're getting these guys.
Nope.
And there's just a bunch. You hear them sniffing at your door and shit, dude. I was shitting myself.
Oh my god! Yeah.
I'm like, dude, like, what? You couldn't give me a fucking heads up on this?
Yeah, I'll be down in Sea Isle. Good luck with that.
I was putting my luggage in front of the doors and shit.
Yeah, you realize what a target you are when you all gather. That's what they said. In tourist spots, you're way more of a target.
I'm like,
than
hola!
Non-tourist.
People are just like fucking rubbing their hands, like, oh, we're getting this.
Did
fat
you buy
idiot.
A gun when you were down there?
I bought a machete.
You did?
Yeah, nice. For coconuts. You get fresh coconuts for a dollar.
Were you allowed to bring it back?
I did, but they were like, when they
searched, you can't carry
like,
this on.
Sir, you're not allowed to bring this, but I'll let it slide.
I'm I like, know, they've gotten a little loose. They're playing a little fast and loose.
It's checked in. It ain't like, you know, what's it called?
Those coconuts, it's not a carry-on yet.
It's not a carry-on, yeah.
it's not in
also,
your
it's
fucking
not a
drag bag.
To swing a machete on there. That's what I defense.
That's true, too. Really you can't get, can't get a good backswing.
Can't get no power.
In Egypt, it was like that, too, where it was like, trying to stay somewhere in Hurghada, and I was like, they were like, resort. And I was like, I don't want to stay in a resort. And they're like, oh, no, it means like walled off. I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fair
you
enough.
You don't get fucking swiped. Yeah, snatched
did
up.
You go to the
dude.
Pyramids, Giza?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Saw the Sphinx?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Be weird if you went all the way there and didn't check it out.
Yeah, it was awesome. You got to get there early.
Do you think it was really a tomb or a power plant? What do you think?
This dude took me to a, I was like, kind of done. And this dude was like, hey, you want me to show you some real stuff? This old man. And like,
what?
Yeah, you never want to hear
everybody
that.
Everybody took bribes.
You want to see the real Egypt? Mm-hmm. Nope.
They were like, this one's closed. I was like, you'd be like, how about $3? Like a $10,000 whatever. Their bill was just $3. Like, how about that? They're like, sure, go in. Like, you could bribe anybody.
Really?
So this dude was like, I'll bring you to some real shit. And he brought me around and like to some like, he paid off somebody. He's like, give him 10, give me 20. Let's go. And he brought me to some like mummies, like tomb.
In the pyramid?
Around and then down under, because they're everywhere. They're still excavating.
There's no fuck. I'm not even getting out of the parking lot.
Nah, dude. That's you. I'd be like, no, I'll
that's
go
crazy.
See the sanctioned exhibit with the guards, with the ropes. Mm. That's what I'll see.
Be at the Louvre.
Climb a fence and go back over.
Fuck.
No
way,
look
the other
dude.
Way.
You're
he was like,
nuts.
There's a power here. Sit here and fucking soak it in.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I don't want the mummy chasing me.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind seeing that. That'd be pretty cool.
It's cool. It's for sure cool. You just got to get there before the Chinese show up. Because they get there at like noon every day, and then it's over. They're the
and
worst
taking
tourists.
Pictures.
Yeah, it's just like with iPads. They're the worst.
Dude, pictures with iPads is a fucking dirtball move.
In front of you?
You're
yeah,
just sitting there with like an 18-inch camera. Like, what are we doing?
Oh,
we got
they're
a phone.
The worst. Oh, that's, you talk about garbage. That is the worst one. Chinese tourists.
I've had people take pictures with an iPad at shows. Where they're like standing up and you're like, what the
why
fuck are we
out?
Doing? You might as well have a flat screen.
It's made to not be portable. What's wrong with you?
That's for like the bedroom, the couch.
Oh yeah, my God.
It's weak.
Yeah.
That is fucking trashy.
Yeah. So you guys started this podcast. One of the best new untapped ideas for a podcast. You could plug fucking anybody into it.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Like every other, I'm like so fucking put myself in a bind where I have to get like a deep topic. With everyone, so I'm like, I don't know how to get people on sometimes, but anybody could go on here.
Talk about Doritos for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mountain Dew, Budweiser's,
are
spray
you
cheese.
I've been on
Ecuador
there.
My
fucking record was eclipsed by a fucking.
By what? Oh, what? On YouTube?
Italian, yeah.
Yeah, it was soda. Different, though. You were behind a paywall at that point.
Oh, really?
You went, yeah. It was when we were with a network.
Oh, interesting.
So you were muted for a while.
Okay.
So we got to have you back. So we're going to have you back.
Yeah.
And
you
then,
were checking the numbers?
Well, when you said like you're the most downloads, I'm like, sweet. And then I like, looked at it. That's
yeah,
why
he's
when,
on
I,
there.
When I posted about it, I was like, I saw DiStefano or Soda, one of them coming up. I'm like, well, I got to prop my numbers up.
That's why he reposted it out
That's
of nowhere.
1,000%.
I was sitting in here and I'm like, Ari just
the
reposted
fuck?
The video.
I was
oh,
on
you're
YouTube.
A snake in the grass.
I saw your
dude.
Shit on YouTube. I was like, oh, and then I looked at all of them. I was like, oh, Karen Fion's got like fucking 30 views. Who cares? You know? And then I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
You also commented like a week ago, like the Ari Shaffir episode was way better.
Trying to get those numbers up.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I wanted that record. I've
been chasing the dopamine.
I'm like, Ari's like really lonely in Ecuador. Fucking in my YouTube comments.
Were you by yourself?
Had the brawl.
Partner.
And then Joe and Sarah came down.
Joe and Sarah came to visit, and the dog.
You brought a dog with you?
Yeah, it's great.
What the fuck?
Dog loved it. So much outdoor space, just runs. We lost her in the mountains once, and we were like worried.
Oh,
we're like, what the fuck,
God.
Where is she? We can't find her. Searching everywhere. And then like an hour, 40 later,
yeah.
She just shows up.
They know what they're doing.
And you're like,
no, they don't. Not in the mountains of Ecuador with fucking monkeys and Black Panthers.
The Amazon was an issue. We went to some guy's place, and he had like a blind dog. We're like, what happened to your dog? It's like, oh, there's like, you know, animals out here that spit venom, and he blinded her. And they were like,
get it.
Dude,
get
I
would have
packed my bags, yeah. Dude. Yeah. No way.
Hey, where's the mall?
You'd end up like Newman in Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, little girl. Easy does it.
Trying to feed it a Milky Way or something. Think I got a milk bone or something, mommy?
Oh, that was a great scene with Newman. He's like,
yeah.
Got Dobson here.
Yes. He's slowly turning into Newman.
Newman,
from,
yeah. You could redo that scene.
Especially from Jurassic Park more and more. Yeah,
yeah.
You're really, really letting it go.
They had a wide selection of pie at Jurassic Park. You notice that at the lunch?
No,
yeah,
really?
There was a lot
like
of pie.
Four plates of pie.
Yeah.
You like focus on it.
Yeah.
Bit. Well, he puts the whipped cream on it.
Whipped cream on pie is great. You should do a PSA, you being Newman in that scene, and have women as those little dinosaurs and have like an anti-rape PSA with them like somehow macing you or something. You know, I don't know. Work out the details yourself.
I don't
yourself,
know. Flush it out later on your own time.
Flush it out. There's something there. There's something solid there.
Spitball at the morning meeting.
So I want to talk to you guys about what makes someone garbage in general, like what these theories are, because your fucking questions are infuriating. I see you writing down your fucking, like you're a goddamn therapist.
Random black eyes don't help. I yeah. That. What's that from again?
It was dental surgery, and then all the blood like went
with
up.
What, a shotgun? What the fuck? What?
Yeah, dude, I just got my teeth cleaned right at the end, and she was like, hey.
There?
Mm-hmm, you got receding
gums. You got your teeth cleaned in Ecuador?
It's fucking Harvard trade. This is the fucking.
Holy shit.
Exceptionalism.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even go to the dentist in New York, so who are you
trained
to cast spells?
Neither
I wouldn't go in Ecuador.
Yeah.
Be scared.
Get a good deal.
Yeah, it was a great deal. It was both of us, $35 total.
To get your teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. I never walked out of my dentist with two black eyes.
Okay, so she
Unless
goes, you have receding gums, hella receding gums. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going back to America in 6 days, so I'll do it there. And she was like, okay. And then like 20 minutes later, she was like, hey, you're crazy if you do this. People fly here
to get
this shit done. Like, they pay for flights, hotels. It's going to cost you like 10 grand to do it there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so $850. And my relative, who's a dentist, took out the stitches. And he was like, she did a fucking great job.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, having multiple people do your dental work.
Yeah.
You're doing it in multiple fucking continents.
Oh,
it's pretty trashy.
So I was like, hey, I got to
take
him
out. What did they do? Who did it? Where did they do it? In the living room?
No.
Of
no.
you?
Oh,
wait,
no.
hold on. What family member took out your stitches that were put in Ecuador on a Groupon?
So we not a Groupon, regular rate. 850 for three different regions.
Ari's got the fucking classifieds out cutting coupons.
But we called dentists. We're like, I don't want to take a trip all the way to New Jersey to go. So I was like, hey, can you just take out stitches? How much would that cost? And like, no, it's completely no way would I take out someone else's stitches.
Yeah,
never.
It's nuts.
Nobody would do it. I'm like, so are you just going to leave us? Is the whole dental industry going to leave us with stitches?
It's Ari versus the ADA.
That's what you get
yeah.
when you go out of state.
Call my relative. Was like, hey, I guess I can go down there. It's going to take me a fucking hour and a half to drive to where you live. And then it was like, and he was like, well, I'm taking the kids to the Ranger game on Sunday. Can I meet you there? So we did it in the street outside Madison Square Garden with cars driving by.
Dude,
what the fuck?
Shit. And people were driving by like,
dude, that part of town, we're in that part of town. That part of town's seedy. It was seedy before. Now it's fucking, it's like Day of the Dead.
Was he using like a fucking iPhone to light it?
Yeah. Yeah, his son was like lighting. He's like, give me some light.
How was they sterile? What did he take him out with?
They clearly wasn't. I mean.
Scissors.
New scissors, new tweezers. He just like took him out. And then we got him for free. You don't get that.
And what was wrong with you? You get receding gums?
Yeah, they start to go up.
So what do they do? Where do stitches come in?
They take some of your gums, they chop it off, and then put it down, and then stitch them together.
You had that done in Ecuador?
Yeah, the other option, which I thought I was going to go back.
What the
fuck? I had to harvest tissue from the top of roof of your mouth. He was like, I don't think we're going to have to do that.
Dude, I wouldn't get a haircut down there.
That's crazy.
No offense, man. I'll be at Dr. Sachs's office if you need
me. I don't
me.
Even get work done in Jersey. I stay on the island for that.
Dude, that's fucking bonkos.
Yeah, well, whatever. You'll get there soon. I got an adventure spirit in you, I think.
I do.
I have it, and you motivate me. I definitely have done.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've done some shit based upon, before I even knew you, like seeing you do shit.
Really?
Yeah, has made me like push myself. Like
that's why I sent you those pictures when I was in Hawaii.
That was great.
Yeah. There was literally a mall on the other side of me, though.
Oh, dude. He's been in more strip malls in Hawaii.
Oh, that's so
He's like, yeah, I'm just hitting the McDonald's. I'm like, what? You're in fucking Hawaii.
Dude, I was at a hostel in Thailand with a bunch of people. We're all walking around, and they're like, hey, we're hungry. I'm like, we'll find something. Like, there was a Burger King. Like, let's go in there. And I was like, no! No, we cannot go to Burger King in Thailand. Go to a Thai restaurant. And they all were like, we're getting them. We're getting fries.
Yeah, see, I would want to try Burger King in another country to see how they do the patties.
Sticky. Oh, it's better there.
I bet.
They better.
Yeah, we're getting the short end of the stick a lot of times.
You think so?
The other countries are doing it nice.
Yeah. And plus, you get like McDonald's and shit. You get like poutine in Canada, sticky rice in Thailand. They have like other
things.
They do
it nice. Yeah. They have off-menu stuff.
I hit a Jollibee in Hawaii.
A what?
A Jollibee. Not too shabby.
There's also one right around the corner here, and I think it's the only one in the continental United States. I've never seen them before.
I mean, real dicey.
Luckily, Hawaiian food is not like a great thing that you had to try all the time.
I mean, everything else is the Korean food, the Filipino food.
Yeah, but it's not Hawaii. Yeah, that's what he's saying, like the actual Hawaiian cuisine.
You ain't missing out on anything specifically there.
I had a Kalua pork at one point.
How was that?
It's pretty fucking good.
Where'd you stay? What island did you stay on?
Oahu.
Okay.
That's where my girlfriend's from.
Really?
She's from Oahu. Wow. So we do like the, you know, the beach and all that stuff, but then we also do like, you know, our family just lives there. Uh-huh. So we get to do all that local shit too.
That only
is pretty awesome.
About,
huh?
That only they know about.
That only they know about.
Yeah, like Jollibee.
Yeah. I heard there's a Friendly's now.
Guys, a Roy Rogers just opened up.
They've been closed forever.
Get the chopper, let's go.
Their 7-Eleven does serve a lot of odd items, I can tell you that.
Where have you gone? What have you done, adventurous?
Well, my wife is German. She's from Germany. So every time we were in a long-distance relationship for a few years, and we would fly back and forth. So every time I'd go to Germany, we'd always visit another country. And I'm very by the book. I'm very like, you know, let's fucking do this. And then it was like that first time when you disappeared to Thailand or wherever the fuck, Myanmar or wherever you went.
Started Myanmar.
Didn't somebody like see you on an elephant somewhere? Or something like that. They were like, I was in Thailand, and Ari Shaffir walked by on
Ari was renting mopeds.
I got recognized in one like real deserted island on in Cambodia. I was walking by, some guy was on a honeymoon with his girlfriend, and just like walking by, and was like, Ari Shaffir? I was like, what's up, dude? Like,
what? What the fuck? Go back to hitting an elephant with a stick.
Yeah. You hit him with a blow dart.
And I was in hiding. I didn't want people to know where I was. I just have this, I don't want anyone looking for me. Not like they're going to go look for me, but like keeping their eyes open.
Sure.
Whenever I go to music festivals, I'm like, I don't mention it until after I'm back, you know? But like, so I can walk right past somebody, they wouldn't see me, you know?
Yeah.
But, I heard once in like, I think it was Thailand, some guy was like talking about Joe Rogan's podcast to his girlfriend and walked right past me. I was like, hello. He's like, hey, how you doing? And he just kept talking about it. He's like,
I hate that tall Jewish dude.
Those athletes? Yeah. But yeah, I was like, take that picture. I'm like, don't post that for like 2 weeks till I'm out of this country.
It's did you
like,
always do that shit? Like growing up, did you guys go to like vacations or you just started doing
I just started doing it. I told my agent, I was like, dude, I want to see the world. What do you got? He sent me to China for 18 days on some run that Vecchione's done.
Yeah, a lot of people did it. It was Turner.
Oh, comedy-wise.
Yeah, Turner. We know Turner.
And then once I was there, Turner brought me out. Once I was there, I was like, I got the bug. And then I was like,
it's great, man.
To see shit.
I do it when I go over. Like, I'll do fucking shows in London. I'll do Berlin. I'll do Hamburg. Berlin's, I'll do Frankfurt.
My
it's like,
city.
It's so fucking, I fucking love the shit out of it.
You take drugs in Berlin?
No, I don't do drugs. I started early and they never really took. Big boozer.
Yeah.
I will be taking drugs if I ever get to Berlin.
Never make it. You won't even make it to Berlin, New Jersey, buddy.
I think we're going to go to France next summer.
Really?
Next year, yeah.
It's great.
Oh, man. God bless whoever's sitting next to you on that flight. I just did Nashville to Newark with him next to me, and it was a nightmare.
I collected two seatbelt extenders.
He's stealing the seatbelt extenders that he gets.
Really?
I have them for an Airbus 360 and for a 737.
You should get enough where you can hang them up and have like one of those back rooms for dirty videos. Yeah, exactly. And have all your
I want to have like a
hide your premium snacks down
I want
there.
Like a bandolier for when I get on the plane.
Oh, that's great.
All jacked in.
Yeah, I got. I was on a plane to Australia, and I was like, got my seat, and there was someone like you in the middle, and then I
guy
was
in
there.
A tie-dye shirt.
And I was like, hey, how you doing? I
mean, guy with a face, size,
maybe even bigger. And I put my stuff down. And I was like, excuse me, 1 second. I went to the bathroom. I went to the stewardess. I'm like, hey, this ain't gonna work. Not for 13 hours.
Yeah.
So no. I get it. Whatever.
That's rude.
You got to move me. And she was like, well, why, sir? She went over there. She goes, all right, let me get you another seat.
It's a tough look, man. They treat you like you're a make-a-wish kid. Can I have a seat? We got it for you. No problem. They bring it over.
Well, you got mad when I moved.
I got mad with you flying
down. I was like, dude,
down.
Listen to this jerk.
We're going together on tour, all right? It's him in one seat. There's nobody in the middle, and then some bozo.
I got the poor man's first class.
With the slightly more seats?
No, there was just
there
nobody
was the
next
empty
to him.
One. Oh. It was a three, row of three. That's it was a guy in a window, empty seat in the middle, me in the aisle.
Great.
By the way, I did all of the work to get us to this show.
And it's me, this poor
lady. I do all the work
lady.
For the podcast.
Yeah. It's me, this poor lady, and her son.
Hey, she should have fucking...
I am in her... Like, we're fucking, basically.
Yeah.
Like, my elbow was, like, completely on her tit. Her elbow was, like, in my...
She
tank.
Was a bigger gal. She wasn't tiny.
She must have fucking hated me.
And he's going,
she
yo.
Wanted it.
He's going,
she wanted it bad.
He's going, yo, switch with me. Switch with me if nobody sits... And I'm going, don't even fucking say that out loud because I'm not being the asshole. Because
I realize it's not just the seat. Like, you would have hated sitting next to that guy... Because there's something called on airplanes the fat guy squirm. You don't stay comfortable for long.
Dude, he's
your
behind
pants.
Me shaking my. I felt like I was in like VR, dude. I was fucking
I was
all
trying
over
to
the
like
place.
Scooch my legs up to get comfortable.
There's also what I call the fat smell, which not every fat person has it, but I say think about 1 out of 12. And so when you sit next to a fat guy, you're like, this could be a fat
it's,
smell.
It's like nickels or
an
something.
Hour into this, it's,
yeah,
yeah.
It's like metallic.
It's sour.
He doesn't. You don't have it.
No,
you don't have
it. I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to get it.
Comes with age.
I've spent a lot of time with you. You don't have it.
I'm taking a lot of heat from my girlfriend because when I lay on the couch, I like to put a pillow between my legs. And they're just, you know, the random.
Smells
couch.
Like sauerkraut on the way out. Jesus Christ.
She puts it on her head.
Yeah, she's taking a nap. She's like, you smell like homeless.
Did you make hot dogs today?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's that funk.
Yeah, it's so
because the fatter you get, the lazier you are. So
you don't
go,
say.
I'll go a day or two without showering.
That's nuts. You should shower twice a day if you're fat.
You would think.
But then there's a lot of work. So
it's inertia.
Like one swoop.
It's a lot of work.
He's got a lot of gravity.
And you start to lose your
stuff.
Motivation.
Yeah.
I could really see how you end up 700 pounds
cutting out
in
of the
room.
House, getting
yeah.
cut out of the house. Yeah.
Ralphie once was like, I lost like 300 pounds. And I was like, and then when I saw him, I was like, what? He goes, oh, dude, I was way bigger than you thought
Jeez.
I was. I think he was up to like eight.
He was up to 800 pounds?
You see his picture, and then he lost, he got down to like
four or something.
Five,
yeah.
And you're like, you can't really tell.
Jesus Christ.
I remember when I heard that he had that move that if he's going out to dinner, he'll stop and get something to eat on the way.
Yeah.
I gotta say,
I don't think you're too far away from that.
I respect
that. And now that we're making a little
and
bit of
I
money
like
and my career's tied to you, you gotta
oh,
start losing weight.
Huge. If you have cash, if the only thing holding you back from being as big as you are now was not
was
having
not
the
having
money.
Money.
We rolled through fucking Nashville like Sherman, Hattie B's, Poochie's, the works.
Yeah. I would love you to go to a restaurant and go one of each.
Oh yeah,
he's
absolutely.
Not that far away. Yeah,
I wouldn't eat everything. Just a nitpick.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm a big I'm a big bunch of appetizers guy. Believe it or not.
That's all right. That's fair. Where'd you guys get the idea for doing a garbage podcast?
It was, we used to play it so long. Like, we used to play it on, like, car rides and shit to, like, gigs.
Oh,
and not really?
Really,
but it wasn't, like, a formulated game. We would just be like, growing up, did you do this?
We both came from, like, a very similar area outside of Philadelphia. He lived in Bucks County. I live in Montgomery County. His county has a little bit more cash to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So he looked at me like I was, you know, we're two dirtbags, and he looked at me like I was the dirtier of the dirtbags.
Like when you went to his place, you flushed the toilet with your foot.
Yeah. Yeah. Elbow. You know what I mean? And I'm not an Irish pub. I use my elbow like a gentleman.
Took breakfast to go.
But yeah, like, so like we had a little bit of cash growing up at times. But like we were so like blue collar. My mom was one of nine and grew up like fucking dirt poor. And then my dad was super poor growing up. And then my dad made some money in like he was in a trades. He was like a pipe fitter, and like he owned his own business. And so we were like super new money in the 80s. You know what I mean?
New money is the trashiest month.
It's the trash. It just highlights the trash.
And that's why.
Because your tastes are still.
Still trash.
Exactly.
If I was rich, I'd get a jet ski. Macaroni and cheese.
Yes, of course. Yeah, give me a pontoon boat. Mm-hmm. And so it just, I call it like the Ricky Bobby effect. You're trash. You just find out how trash you are once you get a couple of bucks.
Right, because you really come into your trash self.
Yeah. It's like people who hit the lottery. It's the same way.
Right.
You know what I mean? They just.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, they just do what they wanted to do the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's like, there was no planning for the future or anything. It was just like flying by the seat of your pants. Yeah. Like, let's have a mountain house. Let's get a shore house. Oh, well, they took the mountain house. All shit back to that, you know.
Damn. So anytime we were in a car together or smoking a cigarette outside the Raven in Philly, you know, he would like make fun of me for you know, doing something garbage. Like having, when he found out that I drank milk with dinner. We were driving back from a gig in Altoona, Pennsylvania,
in like the middle of the night. Yeah, I'm like, dude, that's fucking trash. Yeah.
Wow.
Only the weird kids whose houses I would go to growing up, when you would go over for dinner, you'd be sitting there with like a bowl of pasta and meatballs, and they'd hand you a fucking glass of whole milk like you're a jerk.
And you're like, are you about to cook something?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, it's not breakfast, toots.
Of course. That was ingrained in us as little kids that... You had to drink milk because you had to get big and strong.
Well, right. I think you got the big part down.
For your bones.
Starting the weights.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
We knew.
That was big milk back in the day was pushing that.
We used to get a thing of milk at lunch, right?
Yeah, of course. There you go.
Do they still do that?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
No, they don't.
They do?
That's crazy not to give you a bottle of water.
They're still dosing kids up with fucking corn syrup and corn and mashed potatoes and pizza. I wonder if they're fucking falling asleep.
Pizza, sure, I get it. But like a thing of milk?
I never fucked with only
Who didn't
at breakfast.
Have chocolate milk in school.
Yeah, that was a better version of it. You ever have strawberry milk?
Oh yeah.
No, I never fucking touch that shit.
That was the best.
Nesquik in a pinch.
Yeah. Chocolate or vanilla, baby. That's how I do it.
Right up the middle.
Old school.
But no, so we started kind of doing that, and then it kind of spread. You know, we would like, you know, shit on other people, like, you know, our friends for like, oh, that's garbage or that's garbage, and then. We were still doing the Center City Comedy Podcast, which was the first podcast
right when
that
we started
up here, together.
We started a podcast.
And
not as successful.
No. We had another one that also wasn't as successful. This is our third fucking...
Together,
yeah.
Well, you would have thought. You would have said, like, let's go with other people.
I know, but it's still the same.
We were other people.
There was a bigger group, and then it was just me and him. But we're also... we've been...
What group?
Shit.
The Philly Blacks?
Yeah, it was like Reggie was a part of it at one point.
Cassidy
Tom Cassidy,
was on it.
Derek Gaines was a part of it.
Yeah, Cotton.
Cotton was a part of it.
How's he doing? I haven't seen him in like
come on.
That's not funny. We love you, big guy.
Shout out to Cotton, baby. Rest in peace.
I can hear him laughing at that.
He's fucking Ari.
okay. So you guys all had a podcast together. That's
so we
cool.
did that, and then we played it one time. So Kevin and I had been doing it for probably like a year to each other.
Yeah.
And then I was in the shower and I remembered on Howard Stern, they used to have this guy named Ed Futorian that would come on with a lie detector. And the way he asked the questions would be like, have you or any member of your family ever dressed up like a woman? And I, for some reason, that cadence got into my head. And it was like, you know, yeah. And then we played, then I pitched, you know, we talked about
we
it.
We did it on the, because we were going home for Christmas or something.
Yeah.
So it was like,
make
take
sure you
inventory.
Go
of
home,
what's
see
your
what your mom's
house.
Got in the fridge.
Yeah.
Check out
what
the
kind
bathroom.
Of soap she uses, yeah. What kind of shampoo there is.
Yeah.
So then we ironed it out. And then we kind of, some, the guys didn't really know what we were going to do. And we played it with them. And we were fucking crying.
Howling, I'm sure.
We were crying about how shitty we were.
Because it makes you face it.
It
I just
does.
Remember
yeah.
when people ask me what the Are You Garbage podcast is, and I'm like, it's questions, and like, and the one question I always go, have you ever microwaved
bacon? That was like the big one.
No,
yeah. With
eggs,
you.
Eggs, slime
no,
balls,
yeah,
it was eggs.
We did. You said I did eggs,
up.
Too.
Maybe it came up with
we
that.
We did
yeah.
both.
I had
yeah.
a poacher. And
you
a,
had
and
the
a,
poacher.
Yeah.
Oh, you're garbage,
by
dude.
The way, I don't
right. And then it was like, you never think you are, and then you're like, oh, wow, I guess I do do
yeah,
some stuff.
See?
That's questionable.
Well, that's another thing, too, that we realized. Like, so, like, we you know, we started the podcast, and then quarantine hit fucking 2 weeks
Who's
after we launched.
Black comic?
Coming to stage next, quarantine.
So what if earthquake?
Followed by hamburger. We released two episodes, and then the fucking pandemic hit. And I just remember being like, this can't fucking, like, I'm not doing a third failed fucking podcast. Like,
that's when you started it? Like,
what the fuck?
February, March?
It was in the middle of February of last year.
Yeah, we got like two or three episodes out. It was Cannon, Donnelly, and Ian Finance.
Yeah, and we were alive. I just remember being like, this fucking sucks. So we, luckily, at this point, we had been in the city for like 6 or 7 years, so we were working the clubs, we were tight with everybody,
yeah.
And everybody was home, so I'm like, dude.
It was a good time for that, yeah.
I was like, at one point, and like the weeks went like, I think the three episodes in a week or 2 weeks we released was like Soder, Gillis, and Schultz. And I'm like, it would have taken us 3 years to get them in studio.
But everybody's like, I got nothing.
Everybody's
going
like,
on.
Yeah, of course. I love you guys. Home. And yeah. Then they're like, I saw the clip that whoever posted that looked really funny.
And it's
unique.
It started really clicking with comedians, like you said. You oh fuck. Like that was for the fun. For the first
stories.
6 months yeah. we saw in every episode that oh fuck moment.
They click and they go, yeah. they because you know, you go on a podcast, they're telling the same stories. They go, the story
stories.
Where I lost my virginity or the yeah. whatever story. I've told at least once or twice. I have it ironed out. I know the beats to tell.
It becomes lame.
It just becomes a lot. And we were getting stories where people were going, holy fuck, I haven't thought about that in 25 years.
Perfect.
And then like they get amped up about like it was a really fun thing that a lot of people were connecting
wow.
with. That we didn't realize the audience was connecting with the same thing of going,
yeah.
holy fuck, Ari, I had that same poacher
right.
that
right.
my favorite right. comedians had, you know?
Yeah.
So like it really create, and our fans are the listeners are fucking like
yeah,
the coolest
best.
People in the world.
And we're pretty straightforward about how garbage we are. So I think it you know makes people feel comfortable.
You're not
say,
judging them.
It'd
no. be different yeah. coming from a hoity-toity person.
Yeah,
of
like
course.
That. We're trash and it's celebrated.
Yeah,
we're gonna shit
so
on
me,
you, but that's part
question.
Of the fun.
I have some questions about garbage and
sure.
about whatever.
That notebook.
Is garbage?
yeah.
No, this is high end. Is garbage?
This is high end.
Look like you're working the Black Dahlia case or something. She was a good girl.
Is garbage even an insult anymore? Or not anymore? Is garbage
not,
even an insult?
I think our kind of garbage isn't an insult.
Yeah, because it's like, come on, come on in the water's fine.
Yeah.
Like, we're garbage. I connect better with garbage people. Like,
right.
you know what I mean? Like what?
Beer koozies, above ground pools, pontoon boats, one jet ski, shit like that.
I was just talking to my wife about this. We went down to the shore. My uncle has a shore house, and it's like...
Sure.
He scraped everything he could to get this shore house, and he's going to retire in it, and he's got his house in Philly still, but it's like, you know, it's in Wildwood, New Jersey. It's nothing fucking fancy.
Wildwood.
But we sit in the back,
trash.
Right? He's got a backyard.
Trash.
Oh, it's pure Wildwood trash.
Story for you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pure trash. That's where my family has a house.
But
my
it's fantastic. They got the amusement park. It's a bunch of guys that busted
oh, yeah.
your ass or had
people
a couple
walking
slip
on the
and falls.
With like a snake on their neck and shit like that. Everybody's an airbrush t-shirt.
Anything with animals, man. There's a pigeon guy in Washington Square Park that skeeves me.
But it's we were gross. Sitting around back, and they have like four picnic tables, different kinds, not the same, like just from
got
generation.
One. Got another one.
And there's 25 chairs around it, and we sit back there, and he's got like a Coke cooler filled with beers, and we sit back there and just like it's like a boxer boxing, like sparring with no gloves or anything. It's just like fun. It's based on the people. The people are fantastic. They're
yeah.
funny. The stories are good. Everybody's shitting on each other. Like, that, to me, is the coolest fucking part of it, right? Like, there's no judgment. It's, like, fun.
Yeah, it's just great. Yeah, 24-pack with my dad is not the same experience as 24-pack with, like, you guys.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
You know, yeah.
And it you know, it worked out that, like, you know, people, instead of trying to, like, put on airs, you know what I mean? Like, most like people try to do these days.
Yeah.
You know, people go the other way and, you know, show who they really are.
Yeah. Or, like... Yeah.
Not to sound sentimental.
Embrace their garbage.
Yes.
Yeah, well, like people want to come in and they want to be garbage, right? Like,
yeah.
We've had a couple where they're like, I'm not going to be trash. And they were or they weren't. But, like, people come in and they're like, fuck, I want to be, like,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
call me out.
Is garbage race related?
It's not, no. No.
It's
not money either. We found
not.
That.
I was
it's not.
Say, it
no, not money at all.
No, because, like, you could, like we said, like, my parents didn't have money, then they had money, and it just emphasized the trash. So, like,
right.
I'll be a little less garbage than my parents. My kids, if I make...
Because you grew up with some level of...
Because I grew up, like, where I went to school with, like, the kids in my neighborhood were, like, doctors and lawyers and stuff like that. So, like, I've just been around more classy people.
To appreciate class.
So I understand, but I'm still garbage, you know?
Right.
And there's people who grew up and, like, saw, like, their parents being garbage and, like, really, really fight to, like, do everything nice and neat and clean and not be garbage now. Or there's the reverse. You could have people that grew up with fucking, like, tons of money and they're just fucking trash.
Right.
Yeah.
Is some of the trash social? Like, the way you treat other people?
No,
that's
see, it's
a
not
bad
that,
person, right?
Yeah,
that's just,
yeah.
like, a shitty person. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
it also, like, some of it is connected because, like, you know, if you do come from, like, a working class or blue-collar family where you've waited tables
yeah.
compared to, like, the lawyer's kid who never waited tables,
yeah.
he's going to be a little cuntier to a, like, there's chance of him being cuntier to a waiter or a waiter.
The lawyer.
The lawyer's
yeah,
kid
yeah, yeah, yeah.
rather than, like, the plumber's kid. Because the plumber's kid was probably a waiter or his mom was a
yeah.
bartender or, you know, so it's like... you're a little more personable.
Right.
With like the everyday common guy.
I dated a chick who was rude to waiters. It was so annoying. And the worst was that she was currently a waiter.
What?
She thought she was better than everybody.
Did you dump her? That's just a personality flaw.
No.
You didn't?
No.
You still with her?
I wasn't that strong. No.
So you would sit there while she was a bitch to the waiter?
Just be quiet, yeah. Same thing.
So you were that guy at the comedy show.
Yeah.
That doesn't say, like, hey, because that's how I'm always like, yo,
want
dude,
another beer?
Shut your fucking girlfriend up. What's wrong with you?
But and then they're like, and I get it now, now that you're saying it, they're like, hey, you shut her up. I can't, I'll just be a,
nah,
just
okay,
be a fight.
Was she hot?
My friends were at a show on a Tiny Cupboard for over the summer, and these people in front of them, it was like two guys and two girls, and the girls were just talking. And my friend was like, hey, can you tell them to be quiet? And he was like, you should. Like, you could just tell the guy was like, this will be a fight.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing it. I get it. You're not wrong. They should shut up. I'm not going to do it. It's not worth it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I will say, man, there's a lot I would do to avoid a fight with my girlfriend.
Absolutely. You just
it's
look the other way.
Brutal.
I would have left. I wouldn't have sit there and been the pussy in the situation. I would have just been like, I'm removing myself.
That. Yeah. You say that like the people on the 9/11, like, if I was on that flight, I would have been
different. I think there's a little difference than stopping a terrorist attack than avoiding a fight with my wife.
And saying, I'll see you at home.
Yeah. You ever have a racist friend? Or someone who just gets, and I'm always like, you'd like to think you'd be like, hey, Dad, that's not cool. But the reality is everyone just goes, like, in your head, like, please stop talking about
me. Yeah, you just kind of look down. Yeah.
Hopefully this ends.
Burr has that good bit. We already went to the appetizers. Like Target, and the guy's like, you believe he's fucking? He's like, oh, Jesus Christ. All right, somebody just fucking just check this guy out or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, nobody can actually say anything.
Yeah. Relatives will sneak those in on you.
You're having
a nice conversation. And I just can't believe they're allowed to get married. You're like, what the fuck?
Yo, Uncle John.
Okay, yeah. And they think they can trust you and be like,
it's such a buzzkill, too. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I think I had this theory that I was just like, considering what garbage people was. Remember when you first heard the term garbage person?
Sure.
So I was like, I think it is every area, like geographic area, and every race has their version of garbage people. So there's garbage Jews, but they're clearly Jews. There's garbage like New Yorkers,
sure,
you know, of a certain area, New York. And I thought the N-word was black people's way of saying these are our worst. It wasn't a worked out theory.
Yeah, I guess I see. I mean, well, like Rock has the bit that's like kind of touches that, the old school, you know what I mean?
Blacks versus N-words.
Yeah, and it would be like calling, I guess, you know, like white trash.
White trash is the equivalent of white's version of that. Like, oh, they're white trash.
Yeah.
It's a specific kind of white.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Or like when I get mad at like Hasidic Jews, I'm like, ugh, like you guys are being, this is the reason it all happens because of the way you're acting. You know what I mean? It's like, you're the worst of us right now.
What is Jewish people's slang word for Hasidic Jews?
Kike.
Really?
No, it's not. We don't.
Heard
just
that?
Like fucking.
No, I have, but
no.
I'm.
No one hates those Hasidic Jews more than Jews do. Less religious.
Really?
Jews. Yeah, we're because they're like, you're giving us the worst name. I hate them worse than almost anybody. You hate your own way worse.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
100%.
You hate your family. You love other people's family.
I'm the most critical of Shanty Irish without a fucking doubt.
Yeah, it's like, why are you being like that? Everyone's like, well,
I think every race has that. They have
sure,
their own
You identify like you can look at that person and identify with them more. You know what I mean?
Being and you
like,
can
Jesus
see
Christ.
What they're doing wrong.
Sure.
And it's not all Hasidic Jews. It's the ones that are being those. I was doing an interview with Miss Pat, first interview I ever did. We went to a park in Brooklyn, and some people passed by. She had never seen them before.
Oh, Hasidic Jews.
Yeah, she was like, why do they have curly fries? That she kept saying. And
to pay us?
Wait, where'd she grow up? She's never seen a Hasidic Jew.
Black Atlanta.
Yeah, dude, Jewish people are only in like the Northeast and LA.
Oh, yeah. It ain't like.
Really?
Yeah, we just grew up with Jewish people. I thought Jewish people were everywhere, and then I'm like, I met other people like, oh, I've never met a Jew. I'm like, what the
especially
fuck?
Especially Hasidic Jews.
Hey, what are you going to do to get a Kanish around here? You know what I mean? What the fuck? Let's go.
But this guy and this woman passed by, who Hasidics, and she was like, hello. And they just kind of like looked at her like as they passed, not mean, but just like kind of looked like they're always observing, like that's a human saying hello to someone. It's like, yeah, you dude.
Yeah.
And she's like, why don't they say hi back? And I'm like, if you're legitimately asking,
they are not fine.
You're black and you're sitting with someone who looks Jewish and they're not cool with it.
Yeah.
And she's like, wait, what? What did I do? I'm like, yeah, Miss Pat. I don't think you did anything. I'm saying what they think.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. It's a tough look. I remember, I had a couple of older cousins that were like Irish, like off the, you know, from there, mm-hmm. and like the way they're doing the breath and the way they, and they're drunk and this and that. And I remember a couple of times around St. Patrick's Day waiting tables in New York, you'd get like, you know, like the 40 to 50 year old like women from like Belfast that are over here the first time, just lawless. They're not tipping. They don't give a fuck. They're going to be nice for a minute. They're going to demand a million things. And this lady was just such a fucking bitch to me. I was calling her English on the way out the door. I'm like, oh, you're going back to England? She's like, no, we're not fucking going back to England. You fucking bastard, yeah.
That's hilarious. Fucking just to hated piss them off.
Them. Yeah, it's always yeah, what you see in yourself.
Here's one. Is it nature or nurture? Like, are you born to be trash, or do you have to be taught to have these?
I think it's nurture.
100%.
Yeah. Because we found out, like, people... I'm trying to think of who we had. Oh, Sidney Gantt. Remember, we had Sidney was born into, like, you know...
His mom
was a proper street fighter.
A legit street fighter.
Really? Where, like,
Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Where other women from other towns would drive, like, 2 hours to come fight her for money at the basketball court.
Undefeated, too.
Undefeated.
Like, what's his name? Who's the black dude with the bald with the beard?
Kimbo.
Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, she was, like, the female Kimbo.
Version of Kimbo Slice.
And she would just be like, I'll be back. And she would go fucking tune these broads up at the playground or whatever. And he is so, like... He was like a perfect example of it. He's so straight laced and like, I don't want to be this, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to do, like, he's really trying to better himself from the position he was in, right? Where like a lot of people have just been like, oh, I'm this. So it's nurture, right? And right. Yeah.
However, he's huge on martial arts and
it's true.
And fights a lot and trains the way she did.
Yeah.
So it seeps in, the nurture seeps in. Whether you want to, whether you try to hide it or just want to not be involved in it is one thing.
Fighting in class is not trash. It's fighting on the street that's trash.
Yeah.
As an adult, yeah, when you got kids at home and you're fighting for grocery money.
Like, his mom was top tier trash and he's like a great, like, he's just very wholesome. You know,
defending
what I mean?
Yourself against a bully, that's not trash.
Yeah. I thought of something. My friend, Colette, who I went to a music festival with and they asked her, like, so the female version of trash is basic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we're like, are you basic? And she goes, I dabble in it.
Yeah. Which means it's like, I'm aware.
But I can get with these people and like meet them where they are.
Yes. Yeah. I'm similar. Yeah. I can walk in both worlds.
Right.
Right? Like I can put the suit on, the tie, and I can go fucking mingle. But then I'm like, while I'm like somewhere where I'm playing up, I'm looking around and be like, yo, who can sneak out and go smoke cigs? Or like, is this open bar shots included type thing?
Alcohol drops those inhibitions too.
Yeah.
Like I think in certain situations, I could carry myself at like, you know, like a nice event, like a nice wedding. You know what I mean? But once I get a couple
you can
in
convince
me,
people that like, yeah, no,
sure. Yeah, I can
keep up appearances.
I can carry a 10-minute conversation about most subjects.
But
I'm also eyeing the fucking bartender to be like, can this guy get coke at 12 o'clock at night in the suburbs?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love how it's like, but you just have to work harder to blend in, whereas you would like just let your guard down and have it happen.
Yeah.
The other way.
Yeah. But I'm predisposed to be like, let's go to a fucking dive bar rather than like a nightclub.
But you do it ironically.
What?
Dive bar. No.
He does it straight up.
It's straight up. Like, there's nothing better than like a shot and a beer.
And the free boiled
like,
hot dogs.
Yeah, with like a hole in the floor or whatever.
Nickelback.
Like, yeah, that's
the
my
hot
kind
dog
of people.
Where you get, it's $1. Go
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, it's great.
Popcorn, take your own. Those places.
Oh, yeah. That's my wheelhouse.
Patty's doing them this summer. Mm-hmm. Those hot dogs.
That does the hot dogs.
Top
yeah, they're great.
And it's also like, hey, it might not be good, and it was good, but like, it's a hot dog and it's coming to my table.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's $1.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Like, have you ever gone anywhere specifically for hot dogs?
No.
You've never like you
that's
know,
a trash. I mean, if you're getting in the car for hot dogs, that's an issue.
No, I'm not.
A hot dog's a convenience thing.
Okay,
that's why there's carts on
I
the corner.
I can see it in your face right now.
Yeah, he's realizing.
No, what do you mean?
Wait, this is like the setup to the question.
Yeah.
Like if you're okay, so let's say you're in Providence or in Chicago, will you go get a Chicago dog?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So
listen, I'm wrong.
Yeah, but he's in Chicago. He's not like going to like leave his apartment here and be like, I'm going to go to John's Hot Dogs on the East Side.
Oh yeah, I would.
Like.
Only in
I went to Rhode Island this summer specifically for hot dogs. I went into the guys with my girlfriend of getting away and seeing Newport, but I really wanted those fucking those red hot.
Why are we staying above a Nathan's?
Is Rhode Island a hot dog town?
Providence is. Yeah, they got hot dogs and they have coffee milk too. Hot dogs and a coffee milk.
coffee milk?
It's like basically
he says milk with an E. Milk. Milk. That's yeah. why he milk. Said it a couple milk. Times. And I've seen you look at him. Yeah. He says it like it's,
did you hear it right?
He says it like it's spelled M E L K. I got a text from my cousin the other day. He goes, why does Foley say milk? I'm like, I don't know.
So that would be considered garbage to refer to milk like that. But yeah, coffee milk is just coffee syrup and milk with hot dogs. Fucking killer.
And milk.
I'm starting to pick up a trend here on you, big guy.
your garbage is all food based, mostly.
No, I'm pretty, yeah, it is, but then there's also another layer of garbage, and then there's also borderline disgusting human habits that I have, especially when I'm alone.
Right, interesting. Like not showering for a week is like, no, you're just gross.
Couple days.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got no problem with that.
Scratching my butt, picking my nose.
There's been times where I've seen like boogers on his hands, and I'm like, dude, what are we doing? He's like, oh, it's glue from the phone. It's like,
but you even said, what do you? You sit on your couch. What do you pick a booger? What are you doing?
I don't leave it on my hand and just let it be
you,
there.
You flick it.
Yeah, you flick it, but you don't leave.
You make
it on
sure
your
it
hand.
Detaches you from the.
I never had boogers on my hand.
Dude, it was like 2 weeks ago here.
It might have been like on the back if I went like that and didn't realize.
Either way, it's on your hand. You just went from never having it on my hand to if I did, it was on the back.
I don't know this man. I've never been here before in my life.
They're quick. Like, I've never done. Oh, but if okay. I did, then this is why.
It's dude, that's his biggest thing. Whenever you pin him down on something, he starts. He can squirm like the
and
best.
I'm getting
of
that way more and more where I have no fight in me. Like, yeah, you got it.
You got me on that one. Yeah, that's fun. What's the capital of garbage? Like, I had a theory, but now that. I know where you guys are from. I don't know. Oh, so here's I was in a beach town in I got recognized 3 times in Ecuador in 6 months, and somebody at a cabana next to me was like, "Hey, what's your name?" I was like, "Ari," and he was like, "Dude, whatever." One guy in the group, all from Wildwood, New Jersey.
Ugh.
Lifeguards.
What the fuck are 4 guys from Wildwood?
Lifeguards, and half of them were working at a DQ. So
yeah, yeah.
In Ecuador,
they were just there on vacation. Their buddy.
Is Dairy Queens in Ecuador?
No. That's what they did back home in Wildwood. Wow. Two owners.
Wildwood's really tough. We grew up every summer going there. My family bought a house maybe like a decade ago. Yeah.
That's
Philly.
Yeah.
Well, that's like Philly, South Jersey runoff. It's like real Southern. I've had people, I used to work at a Macy's in Center City, and people would be like, would come in from out of town, like, you know, and they'd be like, oh, we're here from Los Angeles for the weekend. You know, where should we get a cheesesteak or whatever? You know what I mean? And they're like, I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. And they go, where in the South are you from? They would ask me because there's like a draw to it. You know what I mean? Like we're going to Street Road. Like there's like this weird Southern twang to it. And it's even worse in Jersey and South Jersey. Yeah. It's like even.
You think it's Philly, but it's not.
It's
exactly.
Not Philly. And I you could start getting into the South and digging into that, but that's not really fair.
The South, we've determined the South is graded on a curve. The South plays by their own rules when it comes to garbage, right?
But actual, the trashiest city, I can give you one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. And I've been to both of them.
Interesting.
And the one on the West Coast, we went there specifically
Stockton,
for a buffet.
Visalia, where?
Reno, Nevada.
Reno.
That's got to be bad. I've never been. I've only heard horror stories.
We drove from Lake Tahoe one night with like 10 of my family members to go to Johnny Esquaga's Nugget to their buffet. We stayed there for probably 4 hours and then rode back, and
we're
was in the back of a pickup truck.
Generational trash.
And the people that go there are like, it's cheaper than Vegas. Let's go there. And they're like, yeah, but then why? I mean, it's because the Vegas has an aesthetic.
Yes.
And on the East Coast, there's
you get
absolutely
more $5 tables. I heard it's a $2 table.
Yeah, that's the clientele that's going
the
to.
The East Coast,
that's
no
trash.
Doubt, hands down, 100% Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Interesting.
There is nothing.
Not a lot of people are from Atlantic City. Atlantic City, we were down
that
there doing shows.
Even making it more garbage.
Yeah, we were down there last year, 2 years ago.
The ones from Atlantic
Dirty.
City.
And we
Look
went
out.
To we went to like a CVS or whatever to get batteries to do a podcast. And I'm in line, and there's a guy behind me, and I turn around, and he's bleeding from multiple places on his face. I go, holy shit. I'm thinking he's there to buy Band-Aids or gauze or something.
Multiple heroin leads.
Dude, he was just buying like a magazine or something. I'm like, you want to go? He's like, nah, you're all right. I'm like,
stay
what
up on what the celebs are doing.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Turn around, and there was like a literal zombie behind me.
Ugh,
just hanging out buying gum or something.
I always thought it was Long Island.
Long Island's trash.
I thought Long Island was New York's garbage.
Long Island is New York's garbage, for sure. Same with parts of Jersey. Same
thing
surrounding.
But there's a flip side to that coin. There's no flip side in Atlantic City.
There's no rich people
in Atlantic
City. You
got to remember, Long Island is one of the original suburbs, and the oldest money in America.
True.
Is sure. Also there's a lot of money. Yeah, the Hamptons.
You go, deep, you go far enough out and long.
Yeah, Montauk. Yeah.
So that sweeps Ronkonkoma under the rug a little bit.
Yeah. But there's no silver lining to Atlantic City.
No.
The people that go are trash. The people that live are trash.
People that work there are trash. Bad. It's all a hustle. It's all stepped on coke. That's
anytime there's a lot of like pawn shops or cash for gold, like that's always a bad sign.
Poor. Like Dayton has a lot of that. It's not garbage. It's just depressed.
I'll tell you what. Sometimes the certain times of the night, the West Village of Manhattan can give fucking Atlantic City a run for their money.
Yeah, yeah. The Village gets dicey.
Now
the East Village too.
The West Village was at McDonald's closing because that place was on.
Oh. Closed.
Yeah, the one across from the court.
Next to the cellar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did it close? That was where all the that's where World Star Hip Hop started.
That's where. Yeah, yeah. That, I think just I don't think it made the
say what you want, but it, on the in, with the day shift down there, they put out a double cheeseburger that would blow your hair back.
My thing is, why are you going to that McDonald's during the day?
Because
that's
bad
news.
I waited tables in the West Village, and I would stop on my way to work.
That's true.
Can you have garbage animals like dogs?
Yeah, a hamster, a guinea pig, birds, a lizard.
Dude, come on,
dude. If you grew up a bird person, you are trash. Especially a loose bird. If your bird was just in your house, there's no coming back from that.
Wow, that actually was not my question, but I love the answer. My question was like, if you have a dog, can that dog be have trash? Maybe, but I like your answers better.
More identifier of the person.
Yeah,
of like. Dude, who? Did you ever go to someone's house and they have just a bird on like the banister or the mantle, and you're like, "What in the fuck?"
The whole place smells. Gerbil's a big one.
Any rodent is big. Guinea pig's the worst.
My buddy's mom. My buddy's mom at some point in high school started breeding hamsters.
Oh.
And we walked in there one day, and it was all these boxes. And that fucking wood chip smell.
Nothing.
There's nothing.
I dated
grosser.
A chick who had that.
And they don't know they have it. That's the worst thing.
It's like farting. They have no idea.
They
it
have
like
no
that.
Dude, you
clue.
Put up a lot for some puss, I'll tell you.
Yeah, this guy. Mean to waitresses, fucking gerbils and shit.
That smell is so fucking trashy.
She wouldn't even spit on her hand to like lube it up. She would have a glass of water by the bed. She would pour it on her
what
hand.
What the fuck?
That's garbage.
That's,
right
yeah.
Holy shit. I forgot about her.
That's insane, dude.
I should tell you which comics I'm Eskimo Brothers with on her. Here's a good question. Does Lewis regret not letting you have a Patreon?
No. Next question, please.
No.
Shout out to Lewis J. Gomez and the Gas Digital team.
100%.
You started. Well, he was the one that started a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Because I was like.
You brought it up on in your closing remarks or something.
How terrible it was.
Yeah.
Fantastic network. Fantastic guy.
Love Lewis.
Is garbage an American thing, or did we just perfect it?
Now, I take issue with that because. You ever hear of something called Eurotrash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a lot of fucking
Euro
balls.
Eurotrash girl?
They got a lot of fucking balls. All right? Because they come over here and act the fucking fool. Nobody's fucking tipping. Like I said, if you come over here and you go to a restaurant and you got the little kids with you, you let them get the shit all over the floor. They don't even say anything.
That's true.
Fucking bullshit.
It's true. Very true.
You're running around fucking Times Square wearing some scumbag sweater talking to fucking a Mickey Mouse that's some fucking drunk asshole that's molesting
your
kids.
Yeah, it's a Dominican guy.
But is
from
that
the
all of them, or is it just that whole nation?
I think it's a section because people come to New York.
Yeah.
Classier people come to New York.
Absolutely. Go to Broadway.
Go to Broadway. They're not fucking hanging out at Times Square.
See
LOL.
Show.
Con,
they
like,
go to these villages.
They're
for
doing
a nice
like
meal.
They're doing classy things. They're going to the going on bike tours in the park or whatever.
They're not at Guy Fieri's Burger Barn. Like, come nugget mayonnaise for my friends.
Yeah, for sure.
They're like, I have to take pictures. I'm like, this doesn't exist. This is a new thing. It's not built on anything.
Dude, that thing blows my mind.
It's great. They just made a thing. And
when I
like,
see somebody,
this
is
something.
Come to it.
When I see somebody with an M&M bag, I'm like, oh, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you're garbage, for sure.
There's not a different flavor of M&M there that you can get at any CVS.
I never thought about that.
It's just packaging.
It's just M&Ms, yeah.
They just released the blues.
I mean, at least the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta, you could be like, let me try, like,
the
Mandarin
orange or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
have you been there?
No.
That's a lie. That's 100%.
Shout out to Cheryl working the line.
See, that's garbage. Anything like going to the factory of anything is fucking trash.
But Williamsburg Busch Gardens is trash.
Trash.
Trash. Specific,
kind of like, there's better ones. Why don't you just drive to the better ones?
I thought my dad told us we were going to fucking Busch Gardens for the weekend. Yeah. And I thought I was a Rockefeller, dude. I was like, we're going to see the Clydesdales. We're going to the Anheuser-Busch factory.
Because they pumped us with the commercials when we were kids.
Yeah. I'm going to see the Dalmatians. I'm going to get to see the dogs.
The Wicked Wolf fucking going upside down. Yeah. You were like, yeah, that's awesome. And you get there and it's some fucking fat chick churning butter. And you're like, what the
fuck? Did you go to Colonial Williamsburg?
Oh, yeah. Fucking some fake-ass blacksmith fucking hitting a hammer. Get out of here.
Oh, and I found out all those people are fucking every night.
Oh, yeah. Of course, dude. Of course.
They're one step below regional theater.
Yeah.
They're making it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Just one second. I got to pause for a quick advertisement. This episode is also brought to you by Yo Kratom, more drugs, home of the $60 kilo. How much? That's $60. $60 for Yo Kratom, everybody. If you like Kratom, and not everybody does, I had it once and it fucked me up. Well, you can buy your Kratom from the newest sponsor, YoKratom.com. It's just $60 a kilo. And they have re-upped for the whole year. So for sure, they let me say whatever the fuck I want. One of those spots. The guys, they even say, listen, if you ain't into Kratom, that's fine. First of all, everybody I talk to at Gas Digital who fucking does this shit hella and doesn't work, loves it. But this is why I like a sponsor. This is what they wrote for me to read. If you aren't a fan of Kratom, then ignore this ad. The fact that Yo Kratom has a high-quality Kratom for just $60 a kilo has no relevance to your life. They ain't even trying to make me fucking fool you into fucking buying something you don't buy. If you are into Kratom, I should do an ad for heroin. I wish I could do an ad for heroin. Be careful, Ari. Do not spill this coffee into your goddamn lap. You will not be able to sue anyone. Maybe I could sue Clean Canteen. It's YoKratom.com. These guys are one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so you can buy directly at incredible prices. And what is that price? $60 for 1 kilo. I'm telling you right now, a kilo sounds like way, way more than it is. When I heard kilo, I was like, I figured it was like a whole drug table. You know when they fucking do a drug raid and they show all the stuff they had, even though there's fucking literal truckloads that they didn't find, but they're like, look at this whole table, and it's like, we found a kilo of coke. And then you're like, well, it's so much. It's multiple kilos, but it is a fucking hell of a lot of Kratom to do. So for $60, you can get a hell of a lot. Not as much as you're thinking, but still a hell of a lot. Again, YoKratom.com. Let's get back to the episode. Let's get back to McDonald's. Yeah, I'm for sure going to do this at a McDonald's. That's the trashiest thing. The trashiest place to do this intro-outro would be at McDonald's. So if you go to fucking the YouTube version of this, I will be at McDonald's doing this. Hell yeah. But if you are a fan of Kratom, then it's time to stop overpaying or having to go to corner stores or gas stations to find it. Or Gas Digital. If you go to Gas Digital, all those people there are on Kratom all the time. They're on Yo Kratom. Lewis fucked up. Anyway, you guys, let's get back to the episode. What is the official beer of garbage?
Bud Heavies, I would say. Bud Heavy is the one. We got them
in
the fridge.
Boys.
They're skunked.
Bud Heavy?
Yeah, they're like a regular Bud. Regular Bud. A Bud, it's trash, but I love it. There's nothing better than an ice-cold bottle of Budweiser.
You never heard that, Bud Heavy?
No.
On a summer day.
You sound like a freshman at a Rush party.
Yeah.
What's your Bud Heavy?
What?
Where the cool kids at?
And then how do you understand how you're doing it?
That girl's not wearing underwear. How would I like it here?
Yeah. Bud Heavies.
Bud Heavies.
As opposed to, I never thought about it. I guess the name came from Bud Lights to, you know, Bud Heavies. Yeah.
But here's
the regular buds.
It was.
There's some things that are enigmas. Like, a Bud Heavy is trash, but it's also pretty classy.
If you're at a barbecue July 4th out of an ice cold cooler, yeah, you're pulling a fucking Bud Heavy. That's America, baby.
Remember 2-3 years ago, they renamed it Budweiser America just for the
Bud
summer?
America, yeah.
Not Bud America. It's just America.
Really? So, like, I remember the campaign.
We
yeah.
tried doing that at Dewey Beach, which is trash.
100%.
Fantastic, though.
It's so fun.
Loves
because we're trash. Yeah. So that we can have fun at a trash place.
And that you, what's the pizza place there? Grottos.
Yeah, Grottos. All started in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Love it.
Grottos is so terrible. Right out of the oven. You got 4 minutes. Eat half your slice before it's done. But you just go to the bar. Be like, can I have an America, please? We're all so excited. And the bartender's like, what?
I don't know.
We're like, Budweiser, please.
That's a good Budweiser.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just watching a movie the other night, and they had Bud Select in it. Remember when they tried
Bud
to
Select.
Do that?
Bud Select. That was like the premiere, right? That was the king. The king. They called it. They tried to make that the king.
None of those gimmicks ever worked. The only time that did work... Because let me tell you something. If you get, remember when they were doing can bottles? They were doing metal bottles.
The aluminum bottles. They sell ball games.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
that's
you
right.
A Bud Light Lime in one of those, screaming cold.
Lime.
They were great. They were, woo! Yeah. Trashy, yeah. But great.
Yeah.
They should do a Michelada Budweiser bottle.
What's Michelada?
It's like spice and tomato-y.
Yeah, it's the tomato, like clam. They do the clamatas. It's like tomato. It's tomato juice, lime, and beer.
It's a beef.
Who the fuck's drinking that?
I think it's a Mexican beer. Thing.
Might be Mexican.
Yeah. I think, it's like a Central American, South American type thing.
I do like a clamato juice.
It's a similar vein. Similar
yeah. There's
a
lot of Mexicans in it, right? Just throw Tabasco in a beer.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You see them I don't fuck with it. Okay. I like mine American style. Straight up and down, baby.
It's cold. Hold on, real quick. I'm sorry. That's another thing. Europe, too. So, yes, America.
Oh, yeah, let's get back to that. Yeah,
America could be the personification of garbage, I guess. But it's easy for them to look down their noses at us. Meanwhile, they got no fucking ice. You're drinking a fucking warm soda, warm beer.
My wife likes warm water. It's fucking bonkos.
Eating weird shit for breakfast. The Scots, they're drinking diamond beans for breakfast.
That's the baddest you can get. It's just
you can't.
Cool.
They'll never give you like a real fucking
when you
out
get
of a draft.
Cold,
it's
cold. Certain pilsners. You're like, damn. That's
I
good.
Would lose my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Air conditioning, ice, and a shower.
They don't
when
fuck
I
with air conditioning.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
there is like if you're gonna stay in a hostel, Germans are among the smartest, most like. Exceptionally gifted in terms of like finding solutions to things.
Yeah.
In a hostel.
So there's
other
the smartest,
Germans
yeah.
are the worst. They'll be fucking on your dorm bed above you.
Well, there's this thing that my wife was telling me. What is it? Mallorca is like the Spanish island or something. There's like
Mallorca.
Mallorca. I think it's
Mallorca.
Mallorca. Yeah. It's some sort of Spanish island, and there's like they call it the German rule because what the Germans do is they show up. At let's say they'll get there at like 7 yeah. and leave their towels to mark their territory at the pool, and then come back at like 11, right or whatever. Like they'll get up first thing in the morning to go mark their territory, and they call it like the German rule or whatever. They're like no, like because it's only all the only culture that does it is Germans or whatever.
Fuck that. Yeah. That's going in the fucking.
A fun thing I was talking to this guy in the Galapagos who runs a wooden fucking hotel.
When were you there?
What.
But the Ecuador trip?
Yeah. The Galapagos is part of Ecuador.
It is? The Galapagos Islands?
Dude.
He thought it was
I
Delaware.
Tell you right now that I forgive you because I didn't know either until I was researching.
Yeah, I
had
no. I thought it was. I didn't know. Yeah,
like Darwin.
Is that where the Komodo dragons are from?
No, that is Indonesia. But they do have like swimming iguanas.
Almost, I've seen
like,
those things. They look like, yeah, dude. They look like little fucking Godzillas.
It's crazy. Yeah, and they go like this, and then when you catch too close, they like dive, and you try to dive with them. It's
you're
fucking
nuts.
Nuts.
You're fucking
I'll be
crazy,
at the pool
dude.
With a clamato yeah. juice yeah. or whatever the fuck.
Dude, sometimes if I've been in like an all-inclusive down in like the DR or something, mm-hmm. and one of those little salamanders gets in the pool, I'm out for the day.
Nope.
I'll come out after lunch, dude. I ain't getting back in that fucking thing.
They tried to get me to go snorkeling in Hawaii. I was like, in the hot tub, baby. Get the fuck out of here.
But we asked,
turn the jets on.
We asked the guy, we're like, hey, what, like, who gives you the most trouble? And he's only dealt with almost his whole life, only Ecuadorian Galapagonians, whatever, and some Ecuadorians. And he goes, okay, Russians are awful. They'll try to bully you into everything. And he goes, and then he said Israelis, but he means Jews. We'll just go in, just go
you
into
know,
the
Israelis
kitchen.
From New York.
Yeah, just go into the kitchen and start using it.
Not
and,
you,
like,
of course.
Put stuff in the company like fridge. We're like, no, it's cool. We can use it. And then just put their leftovers in like the actual staff kitchen, like you know where they cook stuff.
Sure.
We'll use the kitchen.
That is a big Jewish thing. It's like, wait,
we're
what's
good,
the, what, what's the saying is like, ask for forgiveness, not permission. And you have that too.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, I'm going to do this and we'll cross the bridge we'll of penalty when we get there.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
leading into like the bad kind of trash. Taking your fucking shoes off on an airplane and putting your foot up on the seat.
Do you take your shoes off when you travel?
Never.
Hi, man. Give me that.
Ugh. That's it. You put your foot. You see that foot. You're like, get it out of here.
Dude, it's bananas
no way,
to
no
me.
Way that
Are you kidding me? It's in my realm.
A physical altercation. There's
dude,
no
I saw
way.
This one time. I saw this huge Russian dude when I was going to Germany. And dude, he had he was on the bulkhead, so he had like some space in front of him.
Yeah.
He had his shoes off, socks off, nail clipper digging at his big toe. I was about to fucking see if there was an air marshal on the board to fucking take him out.
Yeah, see, like, take this whole thing down.
Yeah, I would have been okay with us nosediving.
Even though I'm
just
fat,
to get him
I,
off.
I try to do the right thing on like an airplane. I would not like I would never take a poop on an airplane or a bus.
Oh, I'll shit on an
just
airplane.
Just out of courtesy for other people.
Depends on the dude. If I'm doing an 7 and 8 hour flight and I got to shit, I'm shit.
I hold it. I have had to once ever in tons of flights.
Yeah.
Once it was just like not going to last.
Yeah.
Other times I've been like holding it like when I was like we're landing, like let me get out of here, pushing everybody out of the way, not doing it on the plane.
I'll do it. Yeah. I mean, if I have to. It also killed, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then fucking the back half of the fucking plane. They know it was you, stinky.
Also, to go back to Eurotrash.
You got
to
get out of their head down and go.
It's brutal.
Eurotrash in planes. I think on the same flight with the Russian guy digging his toes, cutting his toenails was... The pilot, I guess, you know how they take like shifts a little bit? Like, and he was like kind of just walking, like he was like, you know, it was an 8 hour flight or whatever. He was like stretching his legs.
Yeah.
So he walked down the one aisle, and I think he went to the bathroom in the back, and he was walking back up. And a guy, the guy next to me, I forget where he was from, France or something, he handed the pilot his empty tray to dispose of. And I'm like, dude, I've been on Spirit Airlines. I've been on Frontier Airlines. No American have I ever seen hand the pilot of the plane.
Did he take it?
He took it and just like, he laughed with the, like, he kind of just like rolled his eyes and laughed. And I'm like, this guy is flying a fucking $30 million jet right now. That and you're handing him your trash.
There is a sense of entitlement sometime with our European friends. That can lean to garbage.
Sure. I'm sure some American jerk off has done that too, by the way.
Sure.
Sure. So every type of person has their garbage. Every industry has their garbage. There's more garbage comedians, less garbage comedians. Do you think they were garbage? Is that wrong so far?
No, that's right. Yeah.
Do you think they were specifically garbage people at concentration camps?
Jesus.
Do you think there were? Absolutely. Yeah. Schindler's List. They were the guys that were like ratting their own people out.
That's bad behavior.
The guys that were like the bosses?
No, that's the, what were they called? The ones who would rat them out. That's not, that's just bad behavior. That's the same thing as like, I'll cheat on, I'll
fuck your girlfriend's sister.
That's
or something.
Not garbage. That's like,
I don't know.
I think there's still people clipping their nails even there.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing as like, take jail. Like, there's, I don't,
jail.
I can't,
that's a better
but
example.
At least with jail, I know that like, there's certain things you don't shit while your guys sleep, while your cellmate's sleeping or whatever. Yeah. Like, there's rules. There's code of conduct. It's a society.
Yeah.
Regardless of the microcosm, if you're in comedy, if you're a comedy club, if you're in jail, there's all of these things where it's like, you know, there's rules.
I love how much you guys froze on that question.
No, I mean, of course not.
What's your favorite dollar slice in the city?
No, I mean, fucking Percy's on Bleecker Street.
Percy's on Bleecker.
What's just, they upped to $2, which is.
You're both trashed. You should
it
never
should
eat
be
a
$3.
Dollar slice.
No, Percy's is pretty good.
Trash.
Listen, all right, hold on. No, well, fuck, wait.
No, dollar slices aren't garbage.
You didn't have to come up in New York either.
What?
You didn't have to come up in New York. That was all we...
I had 39-cent cheeseburgers at McDonald's. I get what you're saying. It's
sure.
Poor. It's
those are pretty
trash.
Good, too.
But you have to do it. Like,
yeah, to get by, to survive.
Yeah, so I've become a connoisseur of there are okay ones.
What's your favorite dollar slice?
He doesn't have one. Yeah.
Unless I'm,
he's
what?
All hoity-toity.
The West Side.
These Jews come in
you're
here.
You're
some
of lizards. What are you talking about?
Are you calling Jews lizards?
My girlfriend's a lizard. Or my wife.
Sometimes is being garbage just a different way of looking at not being garbage? Case in point, are eclairs... just high-end Twinkies?
No, they're not.
I defer most dessert questions to him.
Yeah, that's offensive.
Or you get the fuck out of here.
And ridiculous. No. An eclair is not a high-end Twinkie.
I would lean towards it is.
No, it's not. A Twinkie is fucking factory-made. Okay, it's a sugary cream in the center. Inside of an eclair is actual filling.
He's about to paint his masterpiece.
And a thick layer
of chocolate. He's like Denzel in A Man on Fire.
And somebody went to school for a couple of years to figure out how to make that pastry.
A great Twinkie is what they made.
No.
I'm leaning with Ari on this one.
Have you ever been to, what is it, John's? on Bleecker Street in the Village over by Father Demo Square. Yeah. They put out an eclair.
A great Twinkie?
Fucking chocolate
Twinkie will
like
knock
that.
Your socks off.
This Twinkie is like one you never see.
Have you coming back for more? Best $7 Twinkie I ever had.
Okay. Okay.
But Twinkies are garbage, good. But they're also, you get a fucking fresh box, they're fantastic.
Well, that goes, I mean, there's a lot of food. Good food is a lot of frozen pizzas, a lot of Doritos, a lot of fucking snack. All that shit is trash.
Is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup trash?
No, that's class. That's American. He's got them in his pocket, I actually saw when you were setting up the cameras.
Well, this, what about this? The Reese's Big Cup
there,
with
see,
Reese's Pieces.
That's too much. That's
too
trash.
Much.
That's too much. That's trash.
The one with the pretzels in it.
Be a gentleman. Have the Reese's Pieces or have the cup.
Yeah.
Get both, too.
Let me quickly pause for a commercial break. Guys, Reese's Big Cups with Reese's Pieces in the middle. If you need to get diabetes and you need it fast, think Reese's Big Cups.
I didn't know you went so corporate.
Are you a Jewish lizard in the Galapagos Islands? Please for Reese's Big Cups.
This has been fun. I think we're almost done. But this is fucking fun as shit. Wait, what was I going to say? That's another one. Can you fight your inner garbage? Is there a way to, like...
I've wrestled with it all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course. People
you want to better... I think, like, you know, part of you wants to better yourself, right?
Uh-huh.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're constantly...
So you're aware this is, like, bad, and I should, like...
Yeah, you're aware that, like, yeah, I shouldn't fucking clip my toenails on the plane or whatever.
I'm real bad.
So, like, you have the urge, and you're like, oh, wait.
I'll usually fall into the urge.
Fall to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm better. That's like we're like the yin and yang. I'm more aware and more like punitive of myself to not give into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do what would Foley do, and then I do the opposite.
Right.
I'm taking everything from the hotel I can possibly take.
Yeah, that's insane to me.
The other day, I ordered, me and my girlfriend ordered breakfast, and they sent us like a wrong sandwich, so they brought the other one, and we just threw the other one out, but I just wrapped it up in the bag and put it in a trash bag and put it on top of the trash can. And like 4 hours later, I was like, oh, that sandwich is
frozen. You did that.
You did that on purpose.
I went and got that sandwich.
You knew it was a possibility that you were going to get.
You were leaving it on ice.
Maybe. Subconsciously.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because like, why are you wrapping that up? It's like, okay,
no, I threw it out. It was in the trash, but it was still in its to-go bag.
Who are you lying to here?
The avocado.
Me and Ari or yourself? What's going on?
Oof.
Do you tip the people at a hotel? Like, do you tip, like, if you stay for the weekend, you're at a club, you stay for the weekend,
okay,
what do you
I'll
leave?
I'll tell you what, when you say,
hold
like,
on, I'm grabbing another beer.
Wait, are you talking about the green room?
Yeah. No, not the green room, you mean a hotel. Okay. Yeah, were you talking about coming up and like being poor so you need, like, dollar slice to get by?
So
coming up for me, it was like, I can't afford a tip in a, someone else is paying for this hotel.
Sure.
I can't afford $2.
You're not leaving a five for a couple bucks for the house?
First of all, never ask them to come in there the whole week I'm there. So you're not entering that room.
He's got good points.
And also, it's like, no, that's, what do you mean? I don't even remember met you. I don't, occasionally now I will. One time in Montreal, I left all my fucking weed and drugs out, and it was a lot. And I came back like, fuck, I forgot to put the do not disturb thing. And the lady had like put all the ground weed into like a nice pile, like a really with squares on it.
And, yeah, like, I've seen
like,
them do that.
Put the one hitter this way and a pipe this way and then the lighter. And all the, like, the pills there.
That's a couple of bucks.
I tipped her.
Yeah.
I tipped her. One, for not telling on me. And two, just like, that was just quality work.
I thought drugs were legal in Montreal.
Weed is legal.
Yeah.
But prostitution?
Also, I don't think
never
so.
Never got a prostitute in Montreal. Got them in Brazil, Mexico, and Thailand.
Guy likes to fucking roll the dice. Out of those three, I'm going with Montreal all day. Yeah, not fucking, not dancing.
Check out Atlantic City.
Yeah, not dancing with the devil in Thailand.
Get your head straight.
It's not that I haven't looked for hookers in Montreal. They're just like out of town.
That's nice.
I have made some late night horny calls to like my friends going like, hey, where do I get, I called Jim Jeffries once like, hey, how do you get hookers in Montreal? He was like, it's not my city, man, I don't know.
He's going to flip a book. Like, yeah. Montreal, call up Debbie.
He's laying in bed with his wife. Like, what the fuck are you calling me? That's too funny.
Is there garbage music? Garbage music? Anything Big J listens
Yacht rock.
To, I think. Yacht rock.
100%. Wow. Yacht rock is real trashy.
That's not bad. A lot of like
I
would have
thought
shit,
go the other way. Anything that Luis Gomez was a t-shirt of.
A lot like of that shit from the 2000s was real tough. Like Papa Roach.
Papa
like
Roach.
All that kind of Kid Rock, a lot of it. Like
Avenged
Sevenfold.
Yes, all that shit was real.
Evanescence
was different, but yeah.
A little different,
saying.
But
it's
yeah,
like
same
the,
world.
The hard, but like too intentionally
POD or whatever their name was, like, you know, that
the dude
kind
from
of
House
shit.
Of Pain that made a comeback with that one song. Who? I've seen a man at the liquor store.
Everlast.
I don't think that's garbage music.
It's not classy. Yeah. I'll give you that. There's a difference between trash and also not classy.
Right. Yeah, this is the way you look at it. The way you look at it this way is, if you played this song or genre of music at your wedding, you would be considered trash. Therefore, the music is trash.
Right. And it wouldn't be considered like this is bad music, like playing Britney Spears or even like NSYNC or something. People are like, what are you playing this for? It's like, I don't know. I just always liked it.
And I can kind of dance to it or whatever. Yeah.
But if you got Kid Rock playing at your wedding.
If you're doing Ba with the Ba after the fucking, if you throw
the
bouquet.
If Kid Rock's performing at your wedding.
Can I do a question for you? When I told Big J that Kid Rock might be doing this not happening, that he'd be on. You be me, say, hey, I think Kid Rock might be on your episode, and I'll be Big J.
Yo, buddy, I think Kid Rock's going to be on your episode.
Dude, my stepdad went to a Kid Rock concert like 2 years ago.
That's a tough
one. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, insane.
But it's also like I know people, I know like middle-aged women that went to see Fleetwood Mac recently.
I went to see Fleetwood Mac recently.
I think that's trash.
You're crazy. It's one of the greatest bands of all time.
Yeah, but just like the moms all going together.
But that's what they do. I mean, like that's in their wheelhouse. It's not like they're going to a fucking, you know, Slipknot concert. They're not going to like
I think
Firefly or something. They're going to something that was hot when they were there.
If you're still going
that's
to see
another
Hall & Oates,
thing.
That's trash.
No, that's another thing.
It's
what
like,
your
it's
mom's
your childhood is a little different. But also like I was driving with Conquest in Texas. We were driving from Dallas to Houston or Austin or whatever.
With Reggie?
Like that. Yeah. And first of all, this was hilarious. So we get the rental car in, I think, I forget which city, Houston, let's say. And we go get it. And he like goes to, I mean, I'm paying for it, right? So he goes to get in the front seat, in the driver's seat. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, you're not, you didn't give them your license. You don't, they're not, what
he
are you
doesn't
doing?
Know. Yeah, he doesn't know anything.
Like, oh, I thought I'm driving. He's like, why would you think you're driving the rental car I just got?
Because he's the feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a Philadelphia thing or a black thing?
That's an idiot thing.
He's one of our best friends in comedy. I love him to death.
We do have that, you know, that code was instilled in us early of how to act in a green room. Don't run your mouth. Don't do this. Don't do that.
And
that would be one of the things.
You have to drive the headliner?
Well, that happened a lot. You got a lot of opening gigs if you could drive.
If you had a car.
Sure, but also take this.
That's the blue collar Philadelphia attitude of appreciation. This guy brought me on the road. He's paying for this. I'm driving. I don't worry.
Also, I've never even seen Reggie drive. So luckily, you took
Dude,
the fucking
God.
Yeah. Yep. I don't even know if he
I don't
can
even
legally
know he has
drive.
A license.
But I've done
he's
shows
done it multiple times. He can't legally drive or read.
I fucking love him. I've done shows with Keith where I've opened for Keith
and
Monroe and Cotton, it was the four of us, and Cotton would drive Keith's car, and Keith would sit in the back. That's how I got the nickname Kippy. Keith would sit in the I sat
in
the
back seat. Not
Keith
even the
would
front.
Be in the back seat. If Cotton would drive, I was in the front. Monroe.
It's
and
a pretty old school movie.
It's old school.
It's pretty classy.
It's like old school show busy.
Yeah, like when the mob the dad drives the car. The dad drives the car, but like in the mob. The talent gets driven. Yeah, like Tony Soprano.
Yeah, by an employee.
Tony Saragusa was driving his.
Tony
Saragusa was in The Sopranos. He was his bodyguard for a minute.
Yeah. No, Rogan never let me fucking get behind the wheel of a car. On the road.
Sure.
There was never even a question.
So you're on the road. Joe Rogan's headlining. You're featuring.
He rents the car.
You rent a car. He's driving.
Well, it also would be pretty insane if me and you went on the road and I walked in and rented a car and then came out with the keys and you're like, I'm driving. Like, that would be insane.
You're equal
friends,
footing.
That's different.
Okay, yeah. But still, I mean, at least paperwork-wise, it's my license, it's my name, it's my money, like, all of that.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, we're driving and I mentioned Fleetwood Mac. He's like, I don't know who that is.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no way.
Goes, I've never heard of them.
Who said that?
Reggie
Conquest.
Oh, like, dude, I would have bet $1 million he had no idea who Fleetwood Mac is.
But I was like, dude, what do you mean? He goes, are they new? I'm like, no, it's one of the greatest bands of all time. It's not in my opinion. It's not like,
sure.
If you ever heard Arcade Fire, that's just me. But like, they're top, conservatively, top 20 bands of all time.
Yeah,
five or 10. But like, he was like, never heard anything. And I was like, we had to play. And every song, he was like, oh, yeah, I know this song. And then next, he was like, I get this one. It took one to the chorus. And he's like, no, I've never heard this. No, for sure.
Fleetwood Mac, though, pretty trashy group.
They acted like trash to
there
each other.
Yeah, they were all fucking each other. They were all yacked out.
Of course, of course. Yeah. That's another big thing. Who is you, that was one we've been dealing with on the show a couple of times.
Oh,
is,
yeah, this is where you're really what,
what's
out.
Your mom's favorite group or band?
Oh.
Because that's a dead giveaway about, like, your roots.
Yeah, Mordechai Ben David and the...
and the yarmulkes. Was that keep it going for the dreidels on the drums, everybody.
Spin it all night long.
It was out on Tour of Records. They were pretty good.
The dreidels were like $1,000.
See, that would be like an enigma because your mom
I don't know
wouldn't
what she
have
to, do, to be honest. She listened to classical music. It was so embarrassing at carpool. Remember those parents
that's
who were like,
classy,
why are you listening to this? Oh, yeah, I know now. But back then, it was
back
like,
in the day.
Top 40.
Yeah, put on Q102
you're
or whatever.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
Q107.
Yeah.
Were you guys allowed? Was she allowed to listen to top 40 music?
Yeah, we were Orthodox. It wasn't like Hasidic.
Okay.
Yeah. But
so she maybe she did have a favorite group.
I don't think
I
so.
I mean, yeah.
My mom
they're
just,
not a real joyful people, folks. Yeah. they're by the
circle,
book. It's all business with these guys.
Yeah. Not a Macarena family, huh? My mom's was Lionel Richie, and I knew we were garbage.
Yeah, we're big. My mom's like a big Motown. Like, she'll still go on Motown cruises.
Yeah,
that's how,
really?
Even with, they got a little bit of cash, they'll go on Motown
cruises.
Cruises,
that's a double. Oh, cruises. That's
forget
garbage.
It.
Oh,
forget
I mean,
it.
My mom still is like, she's going on a Perillo tour to, like, Italy, which is like, I don't know. That's
oh
like they
God.
Advertise them on TV. Like, hey, trade in your pension for a Perillo tour. She's like, I'll
trash.
Get the vaccine right now if I can go on a Perillo tour.
Dude, wow.
Yeah,
garbage.
It's real bad.
You guys never did the Joker's cruise.
No.
But, I mean, that's a little bit different.
A little
no, but,
bit different because Sal's good enough to, like, let me get 25 comics.
It's different for you to do it.
15 of them. Sure. But then the comics who were there were like, hey, I'm single. I'm trying to get laid. We're like, sure. You're trying to get laid. For someone who bought tickets to a cruise.
To an Impractical Joker's cruise.
Sounds like easy pickings to me. To be honest with you.
Easy Foley pickings, would be a 10
not
on
easy
that one.
Picking
oh, man. Yeah. Couple of Delaware 2s. Fucking moving
yeah,
in.
I can't imagine they really bring out the
there were a couple.
The
only
hotties.
Thing good there was like a couple people who were like, I used to watch this with my mom and dad. So like we all kind of went on the cruise
sure.
together. Now I'm 23. And
that,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
a tough look. But that's different. I mean, those are guys. That's. Those guys built an empire where they can rent out a cruise ship.
No. I don't blame them for doing it. I'm just saying who, what type of person
goes on a
says,
cruise in
I'm
general.
I'm going to go see the Practical Jokers on tour or watch our show. I'm going to go on a cruise.
I could see that even more. I think regular cruises are trashier.
Regular
what are you doing there?
Yeah, what do you do? It's a fucking tiny.
No, they're all trashy. I even
if
think
one person gets a cold, it wipes out
the whole
oh,
they
the fucking
were,
ship.
They were the progenitors of the hair and spray all the time.
Yeah,
and they'll
fucking lock
you up on the fucking on the boat for fucking 6 months.
I want to go to cruise jail.
Which is you know what the trashiest thing about cruises are? Like the cruises go to like the fucking Bahamas or whatever. They can make it there in like 90 minutes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They don't go straight line to where
they
they're
go
going.
Like
they just go, like, out and then down just for you to, like,
to
be in a pool
in
on a fucking.
And so it's like, oh,
I'll be on a water
headed.
Slide
like,
in the ocean.
But you're not headed there. Just go out and stop.
Yeah, that's the trashiest around. Thing to me. It's like.
Yeah, that's garbage.
If you want to go to the Bahamas, go to the. If you want to go to, what is it, St. Kitts or whatever?
Puerto Vallarta. What was the Love Boat one? Was it Puerto Vallarta?
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. Puerto Vallarta.
Love Boat's a little different.
Magic happened.
There was some fucking going on that thing. Isaac was cleaning up.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaning
this
up.
This is way before my time.
You think, yeah, you know all those people. I mean, looking back, I didn't know what actors were when I was watching Love Boat, but now that I do, I'm like, you know, the guest stars were just like, especially like the two-line people, those are stars. Those are giant stars, the ones who are on Love Boat every week. By season three, they were fucking every guest star.
Dude,
just orgies. For sure.
We have the Buzzer Network, right, which is old game shows, and they pump like late 70s, early 80s, even 90s, like Password, where they had like the celebrity panel. Dude, it's from another planet.
You know, they're like smoking jackets.
Oh,
like,
dude, smoking cigs. They all had a fucking
cigarettes on TV.
All had a
that
bump
was
in
so
them.
So cool.
Wow.
Saying the most inappropriate shit.
Taking runs at all the broads.
All of them.
Sweetie, come over here. Give me a kiss, huh?
Like Richard Dawson fucked a lot of guests.
You saw the movie, right?
No.
What? Say that again?
High Eight. Or not High Eight. It was something like that. It was about the invention of like the portable camera, and it was the guy.
That's the Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a freak. Yeah.
He got into like. Oh yeah.
Yeah, he got into it.
It wasn't Richard Dawson. All right, fair enough. Shouldn't drag the guy's name.
Either way, I'm down.
Richard Dawson was also on Hogan's Heroes.
That's
Bob
what it was.
Crane is the guy you're thinking.
Yeah,
of.
Bob Crane. Well, you still smoke cigars?
Do I still smoke cigars? Yeah. I never smoke cigars.
I thought I'd used to see you smoke outside New York Comedy Club.
A cigar? No. Who am I?
No.
Oh.
I'm
not smoking cigars.
Are cigars garbage? Or classy?
If you're poor.
It depends.
If you're poor. A good question. Is wasting your money a garbage move?
Cigs are garbage for sure. Cigs are garbage for four.
Even cigars are for successful people and big nights.
Yes. Cigars are like... It's the same as, you know, taking a shot of, like, Irish Rose or whatever compared to, like, drinking a whiskey neat or something. Right. Or, like, a nice way. Like, there's a celebration. It's an accomplishment. You're doing it. Like, hey, I just did two big shows this weekend. Let's have a cigar to celebrate.
Yeah. Paul Verzi does that, right?
The cigars, not like, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
He's like,
after a show, has a stick and a nice glass of wine. That's classy.
That's the classy way to do it. If you're like putting it out before you go on stage to run back off.
Walking around
like
with a cigar.
Berg does that.
If you're like leaving it somewhere and then coming back, it's
street,
like, no way.
That grosses
ain't
me out.
Ain't for me, daddy. No way.
All chewed up.
Trash. Yeah. No, it's.
Your saliva is touching.
Oh,
New York out.
Dude, you might, yeah.
I would never, if the Patreon keeps going up, maybe I'll start.
Patreon's cooking, but that's patreon.com/areyougarbage, folks.
Patreon.com/areyougarbage. How's that going now?
We just broke 10,000.
10,000 subscribers?
No, $10,000.
That's double mine.
Yeah, it's fan. We're, you know, crazy. It's insane. Thank you to everybody that subscribes. We
love you guys.
Love you.
Can we do a little Patreon?
Sure.
What do you do for your Patreon?
We do bonus episodes of Are You Garbage.
With a guest?
Sometimes with a guest. Also, we'll just do like trashiest vacation debt. Like, it's just a lot of times it's me and Foley.
Try to keep it fresh.
We'll do like the one time, like, I
like mailbag shit and stuff like that.
A little bit. Like, well, we called our moms. We played Are You Garbage with our moms.
That's cool.
Like, I didn't like milk for dinner, and he's a big milk. So, like, we got a bunch of food, and I tried like his favorite foods with milk. I tried, and it's
macaroni and cheese,
pasta,
spaghetti.
I was joking.
Chicken parm.
It's fucking disgusting. But we try to do like cool, different, you know, not just a regular episode of AYG. We try to do like, you know, different shit. And
that's
then we also
great.
Do.
It's very long, in a year. You built it up to that.
We started a year ago,
months,
yeah.
Wow. That's
pretty
awesome.
Crazy. Yeah. It's the growth and support from comics, from fucking everybody.
Comics are super supportive to each other.
You, but super supportive.
I mean, yeah,
we
dude,
you
were like, the I fact do. That Thank you were one of the cool, like, man, you're such like a fucking, somebody else said this, I'm stealing, you're like a Robin Hood for comics. It's so fucking
steal
cool.
Steal from the rich and give to the poor.
Well, you're just like very pro-comedian,
oh,
which
yeah.
Not a lot of comedians are always like, you've really checked your ego in a lot of places with other comedians, I feel. Like, you hit me up, and like, same like Schultz was the same way.
Schultz is really good at that.
It's like, it's the people who are successful, and I kind of, I guess, like, look back and go like, oh, it's like all crabs in a barrel type shit. Like, why be that way? Like, you were like, yo, send me the clip. You're like, text me the clip. I'll post it on my page.
Yeah, that was huge.
Like, we just wanted, like, a retweet and, like, an Instagram story
share. Some people
share.
Don't even fucking do that.
Right.
And then you get fucking people who are like,
so
fucking beneath me that
like,
don't
hey,
do that.
Your episode of this is up. Can you mention it? I don't know. Your fans might want to know that you're on another thing this
That's
week.
A dirtball thing. That if you go on somebody's podcast and
don't even retweet it,
share,
yeah.
You're a fucking asshole.
Like, your fans would want to know.
Yeah.
That. It's just like you've done a second podcast this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing something other than a bar show.
But like, I remember sent you the video and you're like, hey, can you, like wanted to make it better. You're like,
oh, really?
I forget what it was. It was just like, hey, can you trim it or the four something?
Can you get it out in 1 minute so I can put it up?
Yeah.
Thing?
And you were yeah. like, and you, it was just, it. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, me and him were like privately texting each other. Like, this is nuts. Like, the fact that you're that supportive of comedians is bananas. And so many people have been supportive of the show,
yeah.
which is really fucking cool.
That's great.
Yeah, it's been wild.
Also, if you guys get big enough, then it's like another platform for... It all feeds each other. Then it's
yeah.
like, if someone's doing a movie, unless you guys got as big as like Hot Ones,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, well, then, Soder, you can go on this podcast to,
of course.
To
yeah,
your
yeah,
movie
yeah.
That you help build up the show. And
also, Soder's another one. Like, Soder just randomly posted a clip, and he's done the show twice, but... It was like, what, 4 months ago? Three or four mm-hmm. months ago was probably the last time we did it. And he just randomly posted a clip.
He's fantastic.
It's just like,
looking for content. Wow.
Yeah, I know. But like, people are so supportive of the show, which is really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is new for us. This is all fucking new.
All
for, we were two bozos.
Didn't work that way when you still like associated with black people.
That's Reese's Big Cup, folks. Reese's
and Yingling beer.
We also do more on the Patreon than just an episode of Are You Garbage. We do Hard Feelings. We do a live stream with everybody.
What do you mean? Your feelings in live stream?
Hard Feelings is just me and him shitting on each other.
It's like another podcast, kind of like. It's just like me
do
and
like
him.
Different things on.
It's just
things
like
that piss us off offerings. And
yeah, like
each other's
we air.
Balls.
It's like behind the curtain. Like, you know, we air. We like hash out. We have like a very combative relationship a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's like us airing our shit out and stuff like that.
I started doing one because I never, since I interview somebody, there's no time to do like current events. You know, all those same podcasters have the same pretty much take on a big thing.
On something.
Eventually it's like, what do you guys, and it's never, only Tim Dillon really just like makes it ridiculous and funny.
Sure. Yeah. Everybody else is like, I don't care
what
you're
saying. It's like really commenting on it. Yeah. Even Schulz, he's funny, but it's like, he goes to the funny, but it's like, it's still like, let me talk about how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
Instead of like ridiculous, and also like nobody ever says like. By the way, I don't really care. So I started one called "Fingering the Pulse," and I just take some story and like, I'm just like, who the fuck, who, what?
Yeah.
It's only on Hey John that you can do it.
Otherwise, well, people like it. People, you know, well, we find out people just want like more of
you.
Yeah, you know, they want more. Yeah, they,
let me get this. Keep,
sure. Fly me to the moon. Guys, it's Are You Garbage Podcast, wherever you get podcasts, YouTube.
I've been on it, and I'll be on it again
this
week.
I think, when's this drop? Is this dropping?
This will be a week from Monday, so like.
We'll drop the same day. Perfect. So yeah, we'll drop this, Ari's second episode of Are You Garbage will be coming out the same day this comes out.
Today's the 10th.
May 10th, we'll make this, we'll record, and you'll come out the 10th.
All right, let's do, we're going to Patreon. What I do sometimes, I get just patrons.
Mm-hmm.
Throw in like mailbag questions, arrest stories, drug stories, sex advice shit.
I'm listening.
The term mailbag is pretty
Yeah, that's old school radio shit.
Let's
go to the mailbag over here with Wacky and the Bald Man. That's our radio show, by the way, Fatso and the Bald Man.
So this you just released on Patreon?
Yeah, so now, sorry, hey guys, so we're done. Hey,
okay.
If you want to hear more, go over to patreon.com.
Give her a taste.
That's a podcast, everybody. Thank you very much, Kevin and H, for fucking coming in. Don't forget to check out my Patreon. Don't forget to check out their podcast, which I am on again this week for the second time. Are You Garbage? And what else would I say? My dates, go to arishafir.com or arithegreat.com for the dates. Soul Joe's Comedy Amphitheater in Royster, Pennsylvania, June 6th with Mark Norman. There's a bunch of people, a bunch of comics. Every Tuesday at the Stand, Ari Shaffir and friends work out the rest. Hartford in June, Shroomfest in August, two dates in Washington State in September, then Miami, what else we got, Oklahoma City, two dates in Florida, Tampa and Orlando. I think that's it. It's fucking tough being back in America. It really, really is. This place is fucking wild. And it's full of garbage people. It's really quite disgusting here. So, guys, that's the episode. Thank you for watching it. Again, click on subscribe if you would. Subscribe to Are You Garbage Podcast and listen to my episode right now. And if you like it, fucking go on there. Oh, here's the thing I wanted to tell you. When I was like, the question I forgot to ask is, who was the most garbage person you've ever had on your podcast? That's what I asked. And you know what they told me? Dan Soder. Dan Soder's complete garbage, they said. Surprise. No, it's not him. I didn't ask him afterwards. They said they've had a lot of garbage on there. But there was one more thing I wanted to fucking say, but now I can't even fucking remember what it was. Hold on. Let me finish this up. And thank you to our sponsors. What was this week? Yo Kratom. And that's really terrible. No one should ever eat White Castle. The amount of fucking fat asses that are in there at fucking 3 p.m. on a goddamn weekday. It's like, can't you see yourself through the fucking bulletproof glass that you shouldn't be in here? Can't you see yourself and what you look like and be like, you know what? There's a Whole Foods within fucking Uber distance. Ugh. You guys, until next week.
Oh, thank you very much.
We are not your kind of people. You seem kind of phony. Everything's a lie. We are not your kind of people. Something in your makeup. Don't see eye to eye.
down to Barcelona. Someone broke in my car. And I'll search the world over for my angel in black. Yeah, I'll search the world over for a Euro trash girl. Took the train down to Athens and I slept in a fountain. Some Swiss junkie in Turin ripped me off for my cash. Yeah, I searched the world over for my angel in black. Yeah, I searched the world over down for a bribe. On my knees for the sergeant when my passport arrived. Yeah, I searched the world over for my angel in black. Yeah, I searched the world over.
we'll be right back. and a case of the crabs, a rose and a dagger on the palm of my hand, and I'll search the world.